JS.
And welcome back to the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, as we get set for the men's game here tonight in the first round of the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic for the Hastings College men. The Broncos getting set to take on Bethel College out of Kansas tonight. So we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach, a chance for you now during the holiday to play a couple of ball games, non-conference games with Bethel tonight, and then Graceland tomorrow. I guess it's always good to step back outside the conference, huh?
Well, it is. I think it just puts a little bit different perspective on some things and gives you an opportunity to maybe – you know, work on some things that it's sometimes during a conference game that are touch and go. You know, you don't want to do too much because you're worried about how much you want to show the next opponent, and you know, your timing has to be better during conference games. It's more of a perception, I think, than it is actual reality. So it gives our kids an opportunity to step away and kind of measure themselves against teams that, you know, we don't historically see, because you spend so much of your time and energy and resources worrying about your conference games that sometimes it's nice just to have a break from that kind of intense monotony and just face somebody that you typically don't see.
You prepare for these non-conference games, these games in the Classic, like any other game?
Well, you do. You know, your team becomes a creature of habit, and I think it sends the wrong message if you don't, you know, watch as much film or have as in-depth of a scouting report, and you just try and keep them, you know, doing the things that you normally would do, because, you know, they kind of start to thrive on it, you know, and it just becomes so much of a part of their routine that you don't want them to get out of that too much.
You worry about emotions if the kids are into these non-conference games during the holidays. There won't be a lot of students here. The crowd will be so-so. Do you worry about that?
Well, you know, I think I do, but I don't think kids do. You know, I probably worry about so much more junk that I don't need to worry about, just because it's part of it is who I am. And secondly, you know, as a coach, there's so much out of your control that you try and you spend time dreaming up ways to put things back into your control sometimes, you know. So I don't know if it's as much of a problem for our kids as it is for, you know, the coaches. And you always want a good environment for your team and things like that. But like I told them, if you're playing well and you're playing hard and you're winning games, people come out and want to watch you play. So I think we'll probably have a little bit better community crowd here than, you know, one might expect. It's typically what's happened over the years at this Classic. And I think, again, if you put a good product out on the floor, people want to come watch good basketball.
And right now, Hastings College playing very well, sitting at 6-1 in the season, picking up a win the other night over Midland. This team is off to a great start.
Yeah, we really are. Other than that hiccup we had last Saturday against Morningside, I think the team's doing a really nice job, and I think we're handling some things that, you know, a year or 2 years ago we wouldn't have been able to handle just on a maturity standpoint. So I think we're continuing to get better, and there's a long way to go, but I like where this team's at, and I tell you, I'm having as much fun coaching as I have in quite a long time. This team's really fun to coach. They're really energetic on a daily basis, and for as many things that we don't do well, it's the energy that they bring on a daily basis, and a toughness they're starting to develop, a thick skin that they're starting to develop that has really won us a couple ball games that we wouldn't have won a year ago.
This team's starting to take maybe the characteristics of your 2010 team that you took to the national tournament?
I think so. You know, I think we have a little bit more depth. We probably have a little bit more size. I don't think we're as tough as that team was at this point. I don't think we're as savvy at this point either. But, you know, we're still putting things in. I mean, we just added another couple sets to the playbook the other day. So there's still a lot of crap we got to get going on and continue to run better. And you know, there's a million things that you're going to look back at the end of the year and say you wish you would have done. But, you know, I learned a long time ago that you're probably never going to look back and say you were too tough on your team or your team was tough enough at the end of the year. So we've got to continue to develop that mindset and that mentality. And I think the longer the year goes, I think the more understanding that this team has, and I think the better we can be.
The other night, going on the road and beating a very good Midland team, I thought up in Fremont, you guys jumped out to the early lead in that one and then kind of held off Midland at the end.
We did, and the biggest key was, you know, the one thing that we're pretty good at is making free throws, and I thought our kids did a really good job of stepping to the line at, you know, very big points in the game when we were up two or three late in the game and pushing that 2-2 possession game time and time again. So I was really proud of the way the team played, and again, you know, there's still a million things you want to get better at, but I think some of the intangibles, some of the things that don't show up in a scorebook, we're starting to get better at all the time.
Coach, a couple guys off of the bench, and it's been kind of the same tone all year long. Zach Kalina and Dylan Flynn, they have provided you with a great spark off the bench.
They really have, and their efficiency off the bench has been tremendous. You know, we started Zach against Morningside, and You know, he played well. You know, it wasn't anything that he did to get back to coming off of the bench. But I feel more comfortable with him. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, he likes kind of watching the tempo of the game, watching how it's going to be called, giving him an opportunity to get a little bit better feel for the tempo before he has to, you know, step out on the floor. And he is such a matchup problem for so many teams that, and he's playing at such a high level and he's playing the same amount of minutes, whether he'd start or come off the bench. So he's very good about it. He showed a lot of maturity and going back to the bench and with that role, you know, because I think Brett Wells was just helps. I think Brett likes to start. I think Brett has a better flow. He's so energetic that if he has to sit on the bench the first few minutes of the game and let that energy get built up even more, it's probably not good for him. So the team has handled those kind of situations very well for us.
We've got two games here this weekend before we get back into the conference next week with Doan. Is there something specific you guys are going to focus in on this weekend, something that you want to take a step in?
We got to get better in our transition. I still think we need to run harder and push the ball a little bit better. We've got to be better, especially in our half-court sets. I just don't think we're executing very well. We're coming out of timeouts pretty well, but we're having to call timeouts and use dead ball situations to get our half-court sets set up and our half-court offense kind of organized. And so we've got to do better in a half-court situation. I still think we need to get the ball to the interior. I mean, you've got Dylan Flynn's like 67% from the field. Lena's 65%. Marvin's like 57%. We got to get more touches for those guys, period. I don't care what you say. So, you know, those are probably two or three areas that we're really going to concentrate on this year or this weekend.
I see Bethel tonight, a team that comes in here 1-6 on the season. What do you know about them as we get ready?
Oh, they're a lot scarier than their record indicates. I mean, they've got four of those six losses are by five or less points. So they're kind of where we were a year ago. You know, they're playing right down to the end, a couple possessions here, a couple possessions there, and it's a whole different season, you know, for Bethel right now. So, I mean, they're a team that's scary. I mean, they drive it really hard. They shoot it well from the three-point line, and anytime you have those two combinations, it could be a very difficult night for your team if you can't keep the ball in front of you.
So they can score some points, averaging about 74, 75 points per ball game. It looks like if they have a kink in their armor on the defensive end, as they give up about 80 points per ball game.
Yeah, and they're not overly deep. You know, I think if we can get out and we can create some transition situations for our team, if we can get up and down a little bit, maybe get into their bench with some fouls or fatigue, whatever it may be, that will bode well for us. But, you know, we've got to come out. We've got to be on point to start this game, because I don't want one of these evenings to go sour and put a sour taste in our mouth before we head back into conference play.
Yeah, really look just to build some momentum here, with pick up a couple of wins, go to 8-1 and get ready for another conference game next week.
Yep. And you know, as cliche as it is, Mike, you got to take one game at a time and all that kind of stuff. And you know, it's hard enough right now keeping our kids focused on these two upcoming, with the Doan game heading in, because in all likelihood, Doan will be coming in here as a nationally ranked team and on Wednesday. And so we've got to get through these first one tonight and obviously tomorrow before we can ever think about Doan.
Doan is also playing in the Holiday Classic here, here this afternoon. Does that give you guys a little bit of advantage to kind of take a look at these guys before we see them next week?
Oh, we'll probably jot a few things down over the course of the next couple games here. But, yeah, it works well. I mean, it just kind of played well in our schedules. Nothing that we did. The conference sets our GPAC schedule, but it's a benefit. You know, I mean, Doan gets a chance to come in here and play two games before they had to head out on the road for their first conference road game. Gives us a chance to really sit down and see them live and really kind of pick apart some of their strengths and weaknesses. And you know, it's just a build up to what could be eventually a really big night for us.
We'll see after the ball game.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Vince Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Bethel tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
Val and Joel say, let's make a deal on the best top-quality vehicles at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Go right through the snow with a 07 Dodge Dakota. Has the quad cab, four-wheel drive, and only 63,000 miles. Books for $15,975. Yours for $13,975 cash. This great deal and more at Kirsten's Auto Corner. Open Monday through Saturday mornings at 7:30 on Colorado and South Street in Hastings, or online at kirstensautocorner.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight as we get sent for the men's game between Hastings College and Bethel. This is the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic this weekend. In the first game on the air tonight, Hastings College women picking up a big win, 99-46 over the York Panthers, who improved to 4 wins and 4 losses on the season. Hastings College men's basketball team, they sit at 6-1. On the season, their only loss was last Saturday when we dropped one here at home to Morningside, 88-75. The Broncos went on the road during the week and picked up a 7-point win over Midland, winning by a score of 77-70. Hastings won their first 5 games of the season, knocking off a Missouri Valley 75-60. They beat Baker of Kansas by a score of 61-54. Winning over Missouri Valley again, 81-61 in the Doan College Tournament. Hastings also with a 14-point win over Tabor College, 71-57. And also knocking off Nebraska Kearney here at home by a score of 87-75. So the Broncos coming in, a record of 6 wins and 1 loss on the season. Hastings is a team that's averaging 75 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 66.4 on the defensive end. The Broncos have been shooting the ball pretty well to begin the season. 50% from the field, 43% from three-point territory, and 75% from the foul line. Their opponents hitting 46% of their field goal tries, 39% from three-point territory, and 66% from the free throw line. Hastings out rebounding their opponents every game, 32-28. Hastings averaging 16 turnovers per ball game while forcing 18 on the other end. The team we'll see tonight, Bethel College out of Kansas. That's a team that comes in here from North Newton, Kansas. Their record is sitting at 1 win and 6 losses on the season. This team dropped their first 3 games of the season. Then they won a game and they've lost their last 3, losing to Central Christian out of Kansas, 72-71 to start the season. They lost to York College, 112-89. They lost to Concordia from Nebraska. That team from the Great Plains Athletic Conference lost to them by only 3 points, 73-70. Had a home game with Manhattan Christian and won that game by 11 points at 99-88. Then they've lost 3 games since then. A loss to Benedictine of Kansas, 77-58. They lost to Bacone out of Oklahoma, 74-62. They're coming off of a 73-68 loss to Central Christian out of Kansas. Bethel is a team that's averaging 73.9 points per ball game on offense. They're giving up 81.3 on the defensive end. The Threshers are hitting 45% from the field, 33% from three-point territory, and 67% from the foul line. Bethel giving up 47% shooting, 29% from three-point territory, and 68% from the free-throw line. Bethel is getting out-rebounded by their opponents, 33-38. Bethel averaging 17 turnovers per ball game. They force 15 on the other end. Ronnie Hodges is their leading scorer. Hodges is averaging 18.4 points per ball game. And also in double figures for Bethel is Adam Arcinega, as he is averaging 18.1 points per ball game. So that's the way the ball game shapes up here tonight between Bethel and Hastings. Men's college basketball coming up next. We're still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of this ball game. We'll take another timeout. We'll be back right after this. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
We're Shelter Insurance.
We believe insurance agents should care about your bottom line as much as they do theirs.
We know practices and recitals are more important to you than premiums and deductibles.
And we think being a large corporation doesn't mean you have to act like one.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We are your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bronco basketball coverage for you tonight. You're on 1230 KHAS. Next week going to be a busy week for the Hastings College Athletics. Everything going to be basically on the road, though. National Volleyball Tournament up in Sioux City next week. Hastings College volleyball team will play pool play Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Hastings will play Mid-America Nazarene on Tuesday at 8:30. They'll play Bellevue University at 8 o'clock next Wednesday. Then they'll play Emory Riddle at 8 o'clock on Thursday. Top two teams out of each pool in the national tournament will advance to a single elimination tournament that begins on Friday. Quarterfinals also going to be played on Friday up in Sioux City at the Tyson Event Center. And they'll play the semifinals and the finals on Saturday. We'll have the action for you from Sioux City next week. All the pool play games on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday will be on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. And then Friday and Saturday's action will be here on 1230 KHIS. So you'll be able to follow the Hastings College Women of the National Tournament in Volleyball next week on our network of stations at Platte River Radio. Hastings College men's soccer team is also in action next week. They'll take on Southern Poly out of Georgia next Tuesday at 4 o'clock down in Montgomery, Alabama, in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament. In football tomorrow, the NAIA football quarterfinal is going to be held. We got one team left from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. That's Morningside. And the Mustangs will be at home tomorrow to take on Southern Oregon. That one will kick off at 12 o'clock noon. We'll give you the starting lineups here tonight, brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Threshers out of Bethel College from North Newton, Kansas, they will go with Lee Griffin, a 6'2" junior out of San Antonio, Texas, averaging 11 points and 3 rebounds per game. Jermaine Howard is a 6-foot sophomore out of Kansas City. He is averaging 5.5 points and 1 rebound per game. You've got Ronnie Hodge, a 6'2" senior from Damascus, Maryland. Hodge is averaging 18.4 points and 6.1 rebounds per game. Also starting is going to be Adam Arcinega. He is averaging 18.1 points and 7.7 rebounds per ball game. And also getting a start in there for Bethel is Alonzo Hayward, I believe, is the other starter. 6'1" and a senior from Wichita, Kansas, averaging 8 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. For the Hastings College Broncos, they will go with a little bit different lineup than we have seen here in the first couple of ball games. Jake Hamburger is going to get a start tonight for Hastings College. Hamburger, 6'2" junior out of Hastings St. Cecilia, coming off of a good ball game the other night at Midland. Hamburger averaging 6.9 points and 2.3 rebounds per game. Carson Bloom is going to get his first start as well. Bloom, a 5'10" freshman out of Minden. Bloom is averaging 3 points and 2 rebounds per game. Brent Wells, a 6'4" sophomore out of Elba, Nebraska. Wells is averaging 2.6 points and 1.7 rebounds per game. Brady Lohman, a 6'2" junior out of Norfolk. Lohman averaging 15 points and 3 rebounds per game. And Jake Marvin, a 6'8" senior out of Lincoln. Marvin is averaging 9.4 points and 5.3 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings. 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and at 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank, member FDIC. So Hastings College, coached by Lance Creech. Broncos sitting at 6-1 of the season. Alonzo Jameson is the head coach for Bethel. They come in with a mark of 1 win and 6 losses, but like we talked in the pregame show, they've lost a lot of close basketball games here this year. As a team that can put some points on the scoreboard, so we'll find out what happens as Bethel, averaging 73 points per ball game on offense. They come out in their dark crimson-colored uniforms with their white trim. Hastings College is going to be dressed in their home whites here tonight with a crimson trim. Hastings will shoot to our basket to our left. Men's college basketball is about ready to get underway at Lynn Farrell Arena here at the Osborne Sports Complex and on the radio at 1230 KHS. As we got to Jake Marvin jumping into the center circle to jump things off for Hastings, and the Broncos will control the tip. So the Broncos have the opening possession of this ball game. There's a Carson Bloom. They get it to Wells, now to Bloom. Bloom gets it out to a Jake Hamburger. Bethel's going to start off with a man-to-man defense. Over there on the right side is Brady Woolman. They work it back around here to the near side to Wells. They work it inside, now to Marvin. He goes for the basket. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scores there. Marvin just shy of the double digits. He's averaging 9.4 points per ball game. Hastings gets the first field goal of the ball game. 2-0 is the score. Here's a Howard with the ball, now to Lee Griffin. Griffin at the elbow, left side of the lane, gets it out here in the three-point territory, driving the ball. It's Hodges, dishes off underneath the hole, and the shot is up and in. Alex Eicher scoring there. Alex Eicher getting a start for Bethel, and it's a 2-2 ball game. Here's Marvin again in the lane, shovels it away to Wells. His shot is up there from point-blank range. It's no good. Ball comes from the near sideline. It's grabbed here by Jermaine Howard. Wells misses an easy one just to the left of the basket. Howard is getting out the ball, pulls up, shoots a 17-footer, and hits it. Jermaine Howard hits the field goal. That's his first bucket of the ball game. The Threshers are out on top by a score of 4-2 over Hastings College here tonight. There's Brady Woolman with the ball. Now to Brent Wells. Bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. Back to the basket here. Jake Marvin dribbles down in the corner. Sends it back outside to Hamburger, and he's going to be hit with a traveling violation. Traveling violation on Jake Hamburger, trying to put a move on out here in three-point territory. First turnover on Hastings. They average 16 per ball game on the season. 4-2 is the score. Bethel has got the lead over Hastings College. Howard having problems with a dribble here in backcourt. All over him is Hamburger, and the ball is knocked loose. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Bethel ball as they will play things in here on the near sideline. Hamburger putting a lot of pressure on the ball back here in backcourt. So it'll be Bethel playing things in right in front of the Threshers bench as they will get things in. The ball is mishandled and is picked up here by Bloom, and then we got a foul call. Bethel having problems with the dribble here in backcourt. Bloom picks it up, and then a personal foul is going to be called back here. It's going to go on Jermaine Howard. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one on Bethel. Non-shooting situation for Hastings, but the Broncos will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brady Woolman looks to play things in, does so. Comes way outside now to a Jake Hamburger. Hamburger swings it right side to a Carson Bloom. Bloom gets away, takes it down to the baseline, and now retreats back out here in the three-point territory. Wells now to Bloom again. Carson dribbling with the ball, sends it down in the corner. That's a Brady Woolman with the ball. Bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. Jump pass out on top to Carson Bloom. Across the top, they get it to the right wing, and it shots up and in. That's Brady Woolman hitting a three ball over there for Hastings, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 5-4. Dane Bacon is not in the starting lineup for Hastings College here tonight. He kind of turned an ankle the other night against the Midland. There's a shot up there. It's no good, but a follow shot is up and in. That's Lee Griffin. Lee Griffin getting the offensive board on the putback. 6-5 is the score. Bethel has got the lead. Here's Marvin for three. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Lee Griffin of Bethel. Comes down the near sideline. Griffin takes the ball all the way to the basket. His shot is up there. It's no good, and the foul is called. Marvin got the block in there, but a foul is called before all that happened. And the personal foul is going to go on Jake. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number one in the Broncos. And going to the free throw line is going to be Lee Griffin. Griffin will have two shots here. He's hit a field goal already in the ball game. 6-5 is the score. Bethel is out on top of Hastings College here tonight. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Griffin will have one more. Hastings College will play again tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock in the second day of this Thanksgiving holiday classic. Then Hastings College women play at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So the score is now 7-5. Bethel has got the lead. Hastings College has got the ball. And bringing it up for Hastings is going to be Carson Bloom. It's on a high post to Wells, not a Woolman. Free throw line jumper is put up there. It's down through the hole. Woolman now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings College has come back to tie things up at 7 points apiece. We've played almost 3 minutes here in this one. 17-12 remaining in the first half. Dribble penetration, nice pass going to the basket. Shooting and scoring is going to be Alex Eicher. Second field goal of the ball game for Eicher. 9-7 is the score now. Bethel has got the lead. Hastings College back with the ball. Brady Woolman has got it. Woolman bounce pass left side of the lane. That's Wells. Pass out on top again to Marvin. Not a hamburger. Left side of the ball is a Brady Woolman. They work it inside to Wells. He goes for the basket and he's going to be fouled into play. Brett Wells just powering his way to the basket there. He's hit with another personal foul. That's Alex Eicher picking up the infraction. That's going to be his first. Second teamer called on Bethel. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Brett Wells. Wells, a 66% foul shooter in the season. He is 6 out of 9 from the free throw line this year. Hastings College is a team hitting 75% of the foul shots. And his first free throw is up there and in. 9-8 is the score now. Bethel with a one-point lead over Hastings. As Brent Wells will toe the mark for his second of two shots here. Hastings College out to a 6-1 record so far this season. Bethel coming to town 1-6. Next shot by Wells is no good. And the rebound comes down to Ronnie Hodges for Bethel. He'll bring it up himself. Right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Stops right side of the lane. Two-handed pass comes out on top. Hastings in the man-to-man defense. Driving the ball to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tip tried, no good. Tip tries up there. It's good, and he's fouled. Alex Eicher getting the tips there for Bethel. The field goal is going to count. We got a personal foul called here on the Jake Marvin. That's going to be his second foul. Bethel is out to a three-point lead now, 11-8. Marvin is going to come out, and here comes Dylan Flynn into the ball game for Hastings College. So Dylan Flynn, who's been averaging 9 points and 4.1 rebounds per game off of the bench, checks in there for the first time. There's a shot from the free throw line. It's going to be no good by Eicher. Now we got a whistle. Somebody was in the lane too soon. So Dylan Flynn into the ball game, 6'7", a junior out of Lincoln. As Marvin has picked up a couple of personal fouls early. So somebody was in the lane too soon. Alex Eicher will get another free throw here. 11-8 is the score. Bethel has got the lead over Hastings College. Here comes the next shot by Eicher. It is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Bring the ball up for the Broncos. It's going to be Carson Bloom. Gets it on the high post to Flynn. Nice pass. Jake Hamburger. His shot is up and in. Hamburger gets the field goal. Flynn gets the assist, and the Broncos back within 1 point. 11-10 is the score now. Hastings trailing by 1 point. Here's Lee Griffin with the ball. Griffin outside the three-point arc. Now to Ronnie Hodges. Pass deflected. It comes to the near side. It's picked up here by Lee Griffin. Griffin trying to penetrate it against Hamburger. Sends it outside the ring. Here's a three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to a Hamburger of Hastings. Jake runs her back here for the Broncos. Hastings can go ahead here with a field goal. Flynn with his back to the basket, double team. The ball knocked loose. It's going to be picked up here by Jermaine Howard. Howard runs her back the other way for Bethel, gives it away. And now we got a whistle, and we've got a traveling violation. Ronnie Hodges getting ready to take her right to the hole there, and a traveling violation is called on Bethel. So a turnover on the Threshers. That's going to be their second turnover here in the first half. 15:32 to play in the first half. Hastings trailing Bethel by the score of 11-10. Now Jermaine Howard will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be Carson Bloom. Wells will set a screen right at the 10-second line. Hastings with the ball now in their offensive zone. Bloom has got it out here. Right side of the lane. Bounce pass goes inside to Flynn. Puts a man in the air. Goes for the shot, and he's going to be fouling the play. Dylan Flynn wide open there, and then a late foul coming across there. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Lee Griffin. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 3 on the Threshers, and that's going to send Dylan Flynn to the free throw line. Flynn, a 57% foul shooter in the season. He is 12 out of 21 coming into the ball game here tonight. Flynn sets his free throws up there. It's good. And we're tied up at 11 points apiece. Hastings College women tonight winning over York College in the first ball game by a score of 99-46. The Broncos now 4-4 in the season. They will play Sterling College tomorrow night at 6. Here's the next shot. It's up there. That one is down through the hole. It is good by Dylan Flynn. Hastings College now has a 12-11 advantage here with 15-18 to play in the first half. Pressure by the Broncos in backcourt as Zach Lynn is down on the ball game for the Broncos, applying that pressure. Bethel has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's Griffin with the ball. Lee Griffin. They swing it over to the left side. And Griffin gets the ball back out here in the 3-point territory as he drives the ball around Hamburger to the basket. His shot no good. High in the air for the rebound. It's going to be Flynn. Outlet pass to Bloom. He has problems with it. He loses the ball to Eicher. A turnover on Hastings College. That's their second one of the ball game. Here's a Jermaine Howard with the ball. here on the near sideline. Hastings in a man-to-man defense. Howard drives the ball between a couple of defenders, and a foul is going to be called. Lena is going to pick up the personal foul. Zach Lena's first foul. That's going to be team foul number 3 on the Broncos. Inbounding the ball down here will be Ronnie Hodges. Baseline left side underneath his own basket. Ball high above his head. Hodges, two-headed pass, comes out on top to Jermaine Howard. Hastings out on top by a score of 12-11. Hodges takes the ball to the basket. His shot is going to be no good as it rolls out for the front iron. Rebound comes down to Griffin. Back outside, here's a three-pointer put up there. No good by Hodges. Hodges with knocked down, no foul called. Rebound to Hastings. Carson Bloom runs her back the other way. Now we got a foul called here. Back at the other end, it's going to go on, I think, Ronnie Hodges. Going to pick up the personal foul here. That's the case. Hodges picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Threshers. Still a non-shooting situation. Coming into the ball game now, we're going to see new people in there for Bethel. They make a substitution. Here's a long pass into the lane. Goes to Dylan Flynn. His shot is up and in. Alonzo Hayward is into the ball game now for Bethel. Also in there, Derry Green. Green has got the ball here in backcourt. Brings it into the offensive zone. Long pass down in the corner to Hayward. Then back outside to Arce Nega. As he drives the ball over the basket, contact made. And he's going to pick up a personal foul here. That's going to go on Flynn of Hastings. So Dylan Flynn picks up the personal foul. And Adam Arce Nega goes to the free throw line. He's averaging 18.1 points per ball game. 70% foul shooter in the season. He has 26 out of 37 from the free throw line. So the big guy will toe the mark here. His first free throw is up there and good. Arceniega getting his first points here in the ball game. He's a 6'6" junior post player from Avondale, Arizona. Next shot is up there. That one rims off. It is no good. And the rebound comes down to Flynn. So 14-12 is the score. Hastings with a 2-point lead. Just by the 14-minute mark here in this first half. Here's Carson Bloom. Gets it on the high post. Now to Dylan Flynn. Back out to Bloom. Sends it right side of the lane to Hamburger. His shot from 10 feet away is going to be off of the iron. No good. Rebound Lena. And a foul is called. Zach Lena is going to be hit with a personal foul. A rebounding foul here. That's going to be two fouls on Zach. So now two fouls on Marvin and two fouls on Zach Lena. Zach is going to check out. Here comes Wells back into the ballgame. 13:46 to play here in the first half. Hastings College out on top of Bethel tonight in men's college basketball. The score is 14-12. Alonzo Hayward will play things in. They come to the near sideline, and here comes Jermaine Howard with the ball. Now they get it out to Arceniega as he drives the ball to the hole there. His shot is going to be good, but it's not going to count. We got a foul on Hastings College before the shot. It's going to go on Carson Bloom of Hastings. That's going to be his first non-shooting situation. So it's going to be Bethel inbounding the ball. Baseline lights left side underneath his own basket. 14-12. Broncos have the lead. Alonzo Hayward. Now he's going to come over here to the near sideline and inbound the ball right in front of Hastings head coach Lance Creech. He gets it into a Derry Green. As Hastings sticks with their man-to-man defense, driving for the hole. His shot is up there and in. Arceniega picking up the field goal there. That's 3 points for him as Adam takes that ball right to the hole. 14-14 is the score now. Hastings College and Bethel tied up. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball down in the baseline. He spins, pass back out here to Woolman. His shot for three is up there and in. Brady Woolman gets his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's already got 8 points in the contest. 17-14. Hastings with a 3-point lead just by the 13-minute mark. Here's Derry Green driving. Dishes off. Alonzo Hayward, and the shot is up and in. Here's the assist from Derry Green. Long pass down to 4. Hamburger can't control it. It goes out of bounds, and Hastings turns them all away. Broncos trying to run her back and transition back the other way. The pass down to Hamburger was over his head. He tries to grab it before it goes out of bounds, but it's out of his reach. And the Broncos turn it over for the third time here in this first half. 17-16, Hastings with a 1-point lead. Here's A.J. Benton with the ball now in backcourt. Gives it away to Ronnie Hodges. Hodges dribbles the ball across the 10-second line. Arceniega has got it now over here to Derry Green. Arceniega trying to drive the ball against Wells. Takes it to the basket. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound, and Wells comes down with it. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Brady Woolman. Woolman hustles into the forecourt, stops left side of the lane, bounce pass down in the corner. Hamburger for three, shot good. Jake Hamburger down with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings has built a 4-point lead, 20-16. Arceniega has got the ball to Hodges. Now he's swinging to the right side to a Derry Green. He'll set things up now in a half court against his Bronco defense. Green dribbling with the ball, hands it away. Alonzo Hayward driving the ball down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. He falls down. No foul called. Rebounded here to Hodges. Now to Alonzo Hayward again. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn. Outlet pass to the near sideline. Carson Bloom. Bloom sends it to Brady Lohman for three. Shot is up there. No good. Hamburger trying to tip the ball out. It was lost out of bounds there by Aseniega. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. 11:44 to play in this first half. Into the ball game now for Hastings, Matthew Nelson. Into the ball game, Alex Thayer. Coming out is going to be Hamburger, and also coming out is going to be Carson Bloom. Hastings with a 4-point lead. Broncos have the ball in their offensive zone. Here's Thayer with the ball. Alex Thayer drilling with it. He drives it. Left side of the lane. Can't go up for the shot, though. Comes out here to Matthew Nelson. Nelson drilling with it. Gets around a defender. Takes it down on the baseline. Double team. Gets it back out here to Alex Thayer. He circles it around inside the free throw circle. To Matthew Nelson again. Bounce pass goes right side of the lane as they get it to Flynn. And a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on the Bethel Threshers. A.J. Benton picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 5 on Bethel here in the first half of play. Hastings College will play it in. Underneath their own basket, Brady Lohman, he holds it here. Lohman comes out to Alex Thayer, brings it back down in the corner. The basketball is Lohman with it. Brady Lohman dribbling the ball, comes back out into three-point territory, runs the offense. There's a feed to Alex Thayer on the right sideline. Dylan Flynn in the high post out here in three-point territory. Takes off, drives the ball down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be blocked out of bounds. Hastings will play it in. A.J. Benton with a block shot there by Bethel. Hastings will play it in. Baseline right side, 19 left on the shot clock. 11:07 to play here in the first half. Hastings has got a 4-point lead. The Broncos 20, the Threshers 16. There's a feed right in front of the basket, and a shot is up and in. Off the inbound, Dylan Flynn gets loose right in front of the basket, and it's a little short tap in there. 6 points in the ball game now for Flynn off of the bench. 22-16. Hastings onto a 6-point lead. There's a shot for the baseline by Derrick Green that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Flynn, to Alex Thayer. Nice pass to Wells, and he blows the layup. Rebound comes down to Jermaine Howard, or rather to Ronnie Hodges. Hodges gets the ball away. There's a Derry Green down the left sideline. Hastings with a golden opportunity right there to add to their point total. There's a Lee Griffin with the ball out in 3 points in its way. 10.5 minutes to play. Griffin working out top against Alex Thayer. Trying to drive it. Gives it up now to Derry Green. Back outside to a Cody Cape, who's into the ball game now. Cody Cape comes over here on the right side. That's a Derry Green. Leads it down to the baseline to Griffin. He drives it. Tries to leave it off in the lane. The ball is deflected. It's picked up here by Green. His three-pointer's been up there and in. Derry Green picks up the loose ball right in front of the Bronco bench and hits a three-pointer. That's his first field goal. Lead has been chopped in half, 22-19. Hastings with a three-point lead halfway through his first half. Here's Lohman. Takes the ball down on the baseline. Trap gets to Wells. Wells tries to shovel the ball off inside to Flynn. He mishandles it. Now a foul is going to be called. A personal foul here is going to be called on the Threshers. That's going to go on A.J. Benton. That's going to be his second personal foul. Team foul number 6 on the Threshers. And the ball game now for Hastings will be Aaron Reyes. He's going to come in for Brent Wells. So Reyes checks in there for the Broncos. A 6-foot sophomore out of Sterling, Colorado. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The Broncos with a 3-point lead, 22-19. There's a attempted lob into the lane, and Flynn was held there. A personal foul is going to be called on the Bethel Threshers. Alex Eicher picks up the personal foul. It's going to be second, his second foul. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Flynn, he's already got 6 points off of the bench here for the Broncos. A couple of field goals, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's now 14 out of 23 from the line this season. His shot is up there. That one rattles off no good. And a rebound comes down to Bethel. Back the other way is a Jermaine Howard. Moves it down in the corner to a Lee Griffin. Out to Jermaine Howard. They work the ball around the Bronco man-to-man defense. There's a Ronnie Hodges. Lobs it left side of the lane to Eicher. Trying to put a move on Flynn. His left-handed shot is up there. Is no good. Flynn grabs the rebound. Outlet pass comes to Alex Thayer. Now to Brady Lohman. Right side to Reyes. Reyes on the dribble. Moves it to the top of the key. Now to Lohman for three. His shot is up there and hits it. Brady Lohman now with 11 points here in the first half, and Hastings has built a 6-point lead. We've got a timeout, 9 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Until halftime, the score, Hastings College 25 and Bethel 19.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, one of the teams in the Great Plains Athletic Conference involved with the holiday-type classic stuff here tonight. Dakota Wesleyan is playing at Great Falls in South Dakota. Doan played earlier tonight against Graceland in the first ball game of this tournament. Doan came out winners in that ball game by a score of 93-85. Briarcliff men playing at Our Lady of the Lake. That ball game that started at 7 o'clock tonight. Simpson College is playing in Lincoln against Nebraska Wesleyan, and Kansas Wesleyan is playing in Fremont tonight against Midland. All that action in men's competition. On the women's side, in addition to the Hastings College game with York College tonight, Dakota Wesleyan was playing at South Dakota School of Mines in an afternoon ball game, and Doan was also in action today at the Southwestern College down in Kansas. 25-19 is the score here. Hastings College has got a 6-point lead with the Bethel Threshers as Bethel will bring the ball back. Here's Ronnie Hodges, jump pass to get it into the offensive zone to Lee Griffin. He pulls up right side of the lane, bounce pass. Arseniega down here on the baseline. He takes it over to the basket, and he's called for being out of bounds. Kind of power his way to the basket, and the Threshers will turn it away for the third time. So Hastings will come back the other direction with a 6-point lead, 25-19. Alex Thayer dribbling with the ball, throws it over here in the corner to Woolman. Now to Thayer again. Out to Matthew Nelson, to Reyes. Bounce pass out to Flynn. Now to Woolman. His three-pointer is put up there. He hits another three. Randy Woolman from the left side of the lane. He's now got 14 points here in the first half. Woolman averaging 15 in the season, and Hastings is out to a 28-19 lead. Driving right side of the lane and throwing up a shot. Jermaine Howard, it goes down through the hole. Jermaine Howard now with 4 points in the ball game on a couple of field goals. Matthew Nelson now to Brady Woolman out here. Woolman dribbling with the ball, moves it to the left side of the floor as he flips it away to Reyes. Reyes to Nelson, now to Alex Thayer. Free throw line extended right side. Alex looking inside to block. Nothing there. Thayer puts it on the floor. Dribbles, goes to Flynn. His return pass to Nelson. Nelson is going to be lost down here on the baseline and out of bounds. Fourth turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. The Broncos are averaging 16 on the season. Hastings with a 7-point lead, 28-21, with 8 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Here in this first half, here's Ronnie Hodges with the ball. Hodges will bring things up against Brady Woolman approaching the midcourt stripe. Hodges gets the ball now into the offensive zone here on this near sideline to Arseniega as he dribbles with the ball out on top against Nelson. Spins, takes the ball to the basket. His shot is up there, top of the back iron. No good, gets his own rebound, follows and scores. Adam Arseniega scoring there for the Threshers. Back the other way comes Hastings. There's a shot in the lane by Flynn. It's going to be no good, but somebody was hanging on his arm, and a personal foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here on the Bethel. It's going to go on Eicher. That's going to be his third personal foul. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Dylan Flynn. Flynn has got 6 points in the ball game off of the bench here in the first half. 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Shot from the free throw line is up and in for Flynn. He'll get one more. Here comes some more substitutes into the ball game. Alonzo Hayward. Or Haywood's going to come into the ball game now for Bethel. Brent Wells down to the scorer's table as well for the Broncos. He will check in for Flynn at the next opportunity. Hastings with a 6-point lead, 29-23. Shot up there by Flynn is up there, and it rattles off no good. So Wells will have to wait at the scorer's table. And here come the Threshers back the other way. Arseniega taken down on the baseline. His fadeaway jumper is up there and in. That's his third field goal of the ball game. He's now got 7 points. And Bethel within 4 points again, 29-24. Hastings with the lead. Alex Thayer with it, moves it down in the corner to Aaron Reyes. Back out to Thayer, dribbles the ball inside the free throw circle, puts up a shot, misses that one. Rebound comes down to Arceniega as he comes to the near sideline to Jermaine Howard. Out of Hodges, back out to Howard here in the deep wing on the right side, picked up there by Hamburger of Hastings. Howard pulls up, shoots a little 17-footer. That's going to be too long, and a rebound on the hop. Aaron Reyes by Hastings in the lane. There's a bounce pass that's going to be wide of the target. Flynn fell down right side of the lane, and the ball goes out of bounds. So turnover number 5 on the Broncos. Here comes Wells back into the ball game now as a Flynn will check out. 7 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings College is leading the Bethel Threshers by 4 points, 29-25. Action gets underway tomorrow afternoon early. It'll go out to 2 o'clock tomorrow. First game will be Doan against this Bethel team. Then the Hastings College men will play Graceland in the second game at 4. And the Hastings College women will play the final game of the night. That will be against the Sterling College of Kansas at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. We'll have both of the Hastings games for you tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. There's a Ronnie Hodges with the ball in backcourt against Hamburger. Gets it into the offensive zone to Alonzo Haywood. Haywood hands the ball away here to Derrick Green. Hastings with a 4-point lead, 29-25. Here's Ronnie Hodges for 3. That one rims off, no good. Offensive rebound, Cape. Keeps it alive here for the Threshers. Sends it back out on top. Arceniega takes the ball all the way to the basket and scores with it. Adam Arceniega now with 4 field goals. He's got 9 points in the ball game. And Bethel is back to within 2 points, 29-27. Hastings with the ball. Brent Wells spins right side of the lane. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be no good. And he is hammered on the play as they battle for the rebound. Personal foul here will go on Bethel. This one will go on Derrick Green. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 9 on the Threshers. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Brent Wells. Wells has got 1 point in the ball game, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Wells sets. His shot is up there. It's good. By the way, Nebraska won the Big Ten Division Championship today as they knocked off Iowa. Low scoring affair today, 13-7. Huskers will play in the Big Ten Championship ball game next Saturday in Indianapolis. The second free throw is up there and in by Brent Wells. It's now 31-27. Hastings with a 4-point lead, but Bethel has got the ball. Arceniega on that far sideline, picked up by Wells over there. Sends it to the near side down to Ronnie Hodges. Right side of the lane, down on the baseline to Haywood. His shot is up there and in, but it won't count. An offensive charging foul. The offensive charging foul is Aaron Reyes took the charge down there. So a foul goes on Alonzo Haywood. That's going to be his first. Hastings College will get it here with a 4-point lead, 31-27. Brady Lohman will inbound the ball. They get it to Reyes, back to Lohman, and Brady will bring things up. Lohman's had a hot hand here in the first half. He's got 14 points for the Broncos. Alex Thayer has got it. His pass is going to be kicked out on top there by Derrick Green. And Hastings College will play things in here on the near sideline. Hastings College women won in the earlier ball game, 99-46 over York College today. Hastings men now leading 31-27. Here's Lohman in the lane. His shot is up there and in. Brady Lohman finds a little seam in the defense and takes it into the paint and scores. He's got 16 in the ball game, 33-27. Back the other way come the Threshers. There's a pass that's going to be tipped and it's going to be intercepted. Hastings coming back the other way. Reyes to Lohman. Back to Aaron Reyes. Reyes sends it inside. Here's a turnaround jumper by Wells. No good. And the rebound there to Cody Cape for Bethel as they run her back the other way down the left sideline. That is Derrick Green with the ball. Derrick Green on the dribble, moves it to the right side of the floor. Down the right side of the lane, now to Haywood. He's shot for 3 is good. Alonzo Haywood hitting a 3 ball from right in front of the Bronco bench. He's got 5 points, 33-30. Hastings leading by 3. Here's Thayer with the ball, out to Hamburger. Nice pass down low. Reyes, a shot is up and in. Aaron Reyes driving the baseline left to right toward the goal there. He scores, and the Broncos now lead by a score of 35-30. Just by the 5-minute mark here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Dribbling the ball is going to be Derrick Green. He crosses the midcourt stripe here. Picked up defensively by Thayer of Hastings. Left side now to Haywood. Lobs it left side of the lane. Twisting and turning. Going up for the shot is going to be Cape. And a foul is going to be called. Cape got the field goal to go down. The bucket is going to count here. And a foul is going to be called on the Broncos. So Cody Cape gets the field goal to go down there. A personal foul is going to be whistled on Hastings. It's going to go on Hamburger. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos. And Cody Cape will go to the free throw line here for Bethel. He's a 75% foul shooter in the season. He is 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. Averaging 2.5 points per ball game. His shot is up there. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos have a 3-point lead. 35-32. Hastings with the lead. Here's Arias with the ball. Carson Bloom is back in there. Bloom comes out to Hamburger. He gives the ball away to Brady Lohman. Not Alex there. Out here in 3-point territory. The Jake Hamburger fakes the three. Dribbles inside the ring. His shot from long range is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Ronnie Hodges. Hodges gives the ball away now down the left sideline. Hodges gets her back, and now they'll set up in the half-court offense here against the Hastings College man-to-man defense. The Broncos have a 3-point lead, 35-32. There's a pass is going to be intercepted. Nice defensive play there by Lohman. He brings it back 2-on-1. Nice pass shot up and in. Carson Bloom scores on a pass from Brady Lohman. Hastings now leading by 5 points again at 37-32. It's by the 4-minute mark here in this first half from the Osborne Sports Complex. Running the ball back is going to be Derrick Green for Bethel. Green out on top here as he gets away from Thayer. Tries to dish it away, and he throws it wide of the target, and another turnover in the Threshers. Trying to take it down in the corner there to a Cody Cape. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout with 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 37, Bethel 32.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud of the team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics. Hastings with a 5-point lead, 37-32. Broncos have the ball. Carson Bloom goes to Reyes. Battle Woolman. Woolman right side of the lane. Puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It's brought down here by Bethel. Derrick Green runs her back the other way. Down the lane he goes. His shot is up. There's no good. Gets his own rebound. Follows and scores. Derrick Green scores there for Bethel. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. 37-34. Hastings with a 3-point lead with 3:15 to play in the first half. Alex Thayer with the ball. Moves it to the right sideline. That's a Woolman. Woolman down on the baseline. Reverses the ball. Gets it out here to Bloom. Not a Hamburger for three from the top of the key. Shot no good. Arseniega grabs the rebound there for the Bethel Threshers. Gets it away now to Derrick Green. Green down the right sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Arseniega, he drives it to the hole. His shot is up and in. Adam Arseniega scoring there. He's now got 11 points in the contest, and the Threshers have scored the last four. Hastings' lead is down to one, 37-36 with 2:40 to play. Here's a Reyes with the ball. Reyes, not a Hamburger, comes out to Alex there. Now to Reyes, right side, three-pointers put up there is no good. Cape grabs the rebound here for Bethel. He clears it away to Arseniega as he brings it down the near sideline. Left-handed dribble, stops, gets it into the hands now of Derrick Green. Derrick Green with the ball here on the right side. He cuts it back to the center of the floor, drives it to the hole. He has his pocket picked here by Thayer. Thayer runs it back. Long pass down the floor. He's going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to get it to Carson Bloom. The Broncos turn it away. But coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Flynn. Going out will be Reyes. Coming into the ball game now for Bethel is going to be Lee Griffin. Griffin is going to come in. And coming out is going to be Ronnie Hodges. 2:14 to play here in the first half. Hastings 37, Bethel 36. Men's college basketball action here tonight. Lee Griffin will play things in. He gets her back now. He'll bring things up against Carson Bloom of Hastings. He gets away. Lee Griffin down the lane. Nice pass down on the baseline. A little short jumper is up there and in. That is Jermaine Howard. Jermaine Howard now has 6 points in the ballgame, and the Threshers have come back to grab the lead. 38-37 with a minute and 55 seconds to play. Here's Flynn at the top of the key. His pass down the lane is going to be intercepted. Intercepted by Haywood. 7 turnovers now on Hastings. Haywood comes back, puts one off of the glass and scores. Alonzo Haywood now with 7 points in the ballgame. The Threshers go back out on top by 3 points. 40-37 with a 1:37 left here in this first half. Here's Carson Bloom with the ball, and he's going to be fouled into play. Alonzo Haywood going after the steal there. Gets a portion of the body. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be 2 fouls on Alonzo Haywood. Now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Carson Bloom.
Bloom shooting two shots.
10 fouls plus on Bethel here in this first half of play. So this will be a two-shot foul. Carson Bloom will toe the mark. He's a 53% foul shooter in the season. He's hit 7 out of 13 so far on the season. Freshman out of Minden throws it up there. The shot is good. He will have one more. Bloom played quite a bit last week in the win for Hastings College at Midland, 77-70. As Bloom scored 6 points in that ball game, just had a couple of assists, had a couple of steals in that ball game. Here's the next shot. It's up there. It's good by Bloom. He's now got 4 in this ball game, and Hastings now looking at a 1-point deficit at 40-39. As Bethel looks to play things in, they get it to Haywood. Haywood now to Griffin. He takes off. He's going to drive it all the way to the other end. Pass out to Jermaine Howard. Dribble penetration. Throws it to the top of the key to Haywood. His running one-hander in the lane is good. Haywood scores. He's now got 9 points in the ball game, 42-39. Bethel has got the lead. Alex Thayer has got the ball. Alex moves it over to Matthew Nelson. He takes it down on the baseline where he's cut off there. Back outside to Bloom for 3. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound Nelson underneath the bucket there. Reverse layup is going to be no good, and a foul is going to be called. Personal foul going to be called here on the Broncos, and we walk to the other end of the floor here. It's going to go on Dylan Flynn. That's going to be his second foul. So Flynn has now got 2. Zach Lynn has got 2. Jake Marvin has got 2. Got to hold down the penetration here from the Bethel Threshers. Now going to the free throw line, and the rebounding foul is going to be Cody Cape. He has got 2 points in the ball game on a field goal. 75% foul shooter in the season. He's 0-1 so far tonight. That's the 8th team foul called on Hastings here in the first half. So Cody Cape throws up the shot. It's good. He'll get one more. Bethel has now got a 43-39 advantage here in this first half. Bethel came in here with a mark of 1 win and 6 losses. Next shot is up there. It is off of the left side. No good by Cape, and the rebound comes down to Flynn. Flynn gets it away now to Carson Bloom. Bloom over to Brady Lohman, who's back into the ball game. Inside the free throw circle. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Gets his own rebound. Sends it down the lane. Nice pass to Flynn. His shot is up there, and he's fouling the play. Dylan Flynn got the feed there from Brady Lohman after he misses a 17-foot jumper. Gets his own ball back and sends it right down the lane. And a nice pass to Dylan Flynn. He gets the field goal to go down through the hole. And now he'll go to the free throw line after being fouled into play by Lee Griffin. Second foul on Griffin. Flynn has got 9 points in the ball game. He's 3 out of 5 from the free throw line in this one. His shot is up there. His shot is good. It rings the gong. 3-point play the old-fashioned way there for Hastings. We're down to 47.6 seconds to play here in the first half. The Threshers out on top of Hastings by the score of 43-42. And Bethel will play things in here in backcourt. Bring the ball up the floor is going to be Jermaine Howard. Right-handed dribble as he crosses the 10-second line here. Jermaine Howard maybe going for the final shot here. There's about 10 seconds differential between the shot clock and the game clock here. We're down to 32 seconds on the clock. Hastings is trailing Bethel by the score of 43-42. Now Howard starts to work, spins at the elbow, can't put up a shot, gets it outside. Here's a three-pointer put up there by Arseniega, and it hits bottom. Arseniega now with 14 points in the ball game, 46-42. Hastings down by 4 points, and now the Broncos look for the final shot here. 8 seconds. Woolman has got it. Bounce pass goes over to Carson Bloom for 3. Shot is up there, no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. It's brought down by Arseniega, and that is the end of the first half of play. So Hastings College finds themselves trailing here in their ball game in the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic to Bethel College. The team is coming in here from North Newton, Kansas. And Bethel has got the lead over Hastings at the break. The score is Bethel 46, Hastings College 42. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
It's time to start making your holiday gifts. Add a little personal touch to your gift giving this year. Create a one-of-a-kind bracelet, necklace, and earrings with beautiful beads from Julie's. Ah, the possibilities are endless with seed beads, gemstones, crystals, findings, stones, and bling. And don't forget, gift certificates are available too. Add a little sparkle to your life this holiday season at Julie's Expression, 731 West 2nd Street in downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you here tonight. Bethel College has got the lead over Hastings College. The score at the break is 46-42 in favor of Bethel. We were tied early, about two minutes and 45 seconds into the ball game, tied at 7 points apiece. Hastings grabbing the lead at the 15-18 mark at 12-11. Tied up again at 14 before Hastings College got onto a 9-point lead at one point, 28-19. In this first half, Bethel came back, got within 1 point at 37-36. Bethel hitting a field goal to make it 38-37. And right now, Bethel has got the lead over Hastings at the break. The score is 46-42. Bethel in the first half shot pretty well, 54% from the field, 20 out of 37. They were 3 out of 6 on three-pointers for 50%. For the foul line, Bethel hit 3 out of 8 for just 37%. Hastings College hitting about 46% of their field goals. They are 14 out of 30 in the first half. The Broncos 5 out of 11 on three-pointers for 45%. They were 9 out of 12 from the free throw line for 75%. The rebounds right now, Bethel has got 23 compared to 18 for Hastings. Bethel on the offensive end leading Hastings 8-4 in rebounds. Hastings has turned the ball over 8 times here in the first half, 6 for Bethel. The Broncos have got 1 block shot and 3 steals. Bethel has got 1 block shot and 3 steals. But again, Bethel has got the lead over Hastings College here at halftime. The score is 46-42. Dylan Flynn and Brady Lohman leading the way for the Broncos here in this ball game tonight. Brady Lohman has got 16 points in the ball game for Hastings. Lohman has knocked down 4 out of 5 from three-point territory tonight. And he's got a couple of two-point field goals to go along with that. So Brady Lohman leading the way. He's got 16 points to lead the Broncos in scoring here at the break. Dylan Flynn also in double figures. He's got 10. He's got 3 field goals. He's 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. The other scorers for Hastings, Jake Hamburger with a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points. We've got Carson Bloom with a field goal. He is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He's got 4. Brent Wells, 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 3. Jake Marvin has got a field goal and 2 points tonight. Aaron Reyes has got a field goal and 2 points for Hastings. For the Bethel Thrushers, they're being led so far by Adam Arceniega. He has got 14 points in the ball game. Adam has knocked down 1 out of 2 from 3-point range. He's got 5 other field goals. So Adam Arceniega is leading the way. He's got 14 points. He is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Alonzo Haywood has come off of the bench to score 9 points here tonight for Bethel. He has knocked down the 1 3-pointer, and he's got 3 2-point field goals. Jermaine Howard has got 6 points and 3 2-point field goals. Derry Green has got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points here at the break. Alex Eicher has got 3 field goals and 6 points. And Lee Griffin, he has been in the ball game and he got a field goal. And he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 3. But again, Hastings College trailing here at the break to the Bethel College Thrushers. The score is 46-42. Now stay tuned for the Scholar Athlete of the Week. Now we got Hastings College Spotlight back with the second half in just a few minutes. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
It's time now for the Scholar Athlete of the Week on 1230 AM KHAS Radio. In just a minute, we'll name our Scholar Athlete.
Have a sports lover on your list? Think Dunham Sports. For apparel, hunting, golf, fishing, and everything in between, you'll find it at Dunham Sports. Shop at Dunham's this Friday from 12 a.m. to 3 p.m. for early bird specials. Get an infrared quartz heater from LifeSmart for only $109.99. Buy one men's or women's NCAA tackle twill hoodie. Get the second free only this Friday from 12 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Dunham Sports, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is women's basketball star Josie Shump. Josie, a senior from Hershey, Nebraska, majoring in biology with a 3.68 GPA. Josie's played on varsity all 4 years and was part of the 2011-2012 National Qualifying Sweet 16 Lady Bronco team. So far this year, she's averaging 4.5 points per game and 1.2 rebounds, and she had a season-high 10 points against Friends earlier this year. In the classroom, she's been on the Dean's List for 5 times. She's in the Free Health Professions Club, Bronco Village Apartment Board, and is on the Student Judiciary Council. Her hobbies include rodeo, golf, and family. Once again, your KHS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week, Josie Shump. KHS Radio salutes the Scholar Athlete of the Week for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the court.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future, and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight as we learn more about campus life at Hastings College. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Havranek for Hastings College Spotlight.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $75 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletics and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $75 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join, or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Havranek with you as we are joined by the head coach of the Hastings College volleyball team, national tournament bound volleyball team, that is, the Hastings College Lady Broncos. Coach Matt Buttermore on the program with us. And Coach, first of all, thank you so much for the time.
Thanks for having me, Tyson.
Coach, let's talk just first of all a little bit about this year's volleyball team. What a successful year, and this year, one of your first year as the head coach of the volleyball team. Quite an impressive start for you at Hastings College.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I knew we had some talent on the team before I even got here, and then once we started working on some things in the spring, I knew we'd have a national tournament team and a top 10 team. I didn't tell the girls that yet. I thought we had to earn that confidence on the court, but it's been a nice year, and the girls have really come through and made a lot of great decisions on and off the court that have led to them being successful this year.
Put it in perspective a little bit. An undefeated mark in conference play on the volleyball side of things, that's got to be one of the great achievements of the season so far.
Yeah, it's a tough conference. There's a lot of tough road matches and a lot of travel. And so it's a tribute to, again, what these girls are committed to. Attributed to our assistant coaches and the work they've done. Laura's done a great job with them in the weight room, keeping them strong all year and healthy. It's not easy to do that in this conference, even with a talented team. These girls have just been very consistent all year, very aggressive, and have really played with a lot of passion and energy.
You mentioned the passion, the energy, the consistency. What have been the biggest contributing factors, I guess, to this team's success?
Good players. when you have good players, it makes a lot of things easier, I guess. You know, we have a lot of seniors. They have a lot of experience in the GPAC, so they know what to expect week in and week out. And then putting them in a position to be successful, and it really just come through. You know, I feel like they've maybe left a little bit on the table the last couple of years with all the transition and some of the drama that's gone on, and I think they were really ready to commit to being a great team this year. And so that's been their commitment, their decision making, and their leadership has really been a lot of what's been going on here.
And you really do kind of have to credit the players here in this situation because, you know, your first year as the head coach, you're not quite sure what to expect, how the players are going to respond. Just talk about how they responded and how they adapted to your style.
Well, I think they're ready to be successful. Once we showed that what we were doing would help them win, I think that was a big deal. We took some time with them this spring, and you got to build that trust. I think is the biggest thing. You got to build trust through players that you have their best interests at heart, even though you might not make decisions they always agree with. And that was a big part of the starting off the year and the spring and all those practices correctly. And then just building that trust. And then once things start to take shape on the court with some wins, or, you know, we played a bunch of Division II teams last spring in a tournament and did pretty well there. And so those things kind of really start to spark some trust and confidence, and you start to see that stuff. And it kind of steamrolls after a while. You put a lot of hard work in at the beginning, and you keep working hard, but a lot of it kind of steamrolls for you.
Once again, the Hastings College Broncos volleyball team, national tournament bound in the NAIA. Let's focus just for a few more minutes here on this national tournament. I think you're taking off Sunday, you told me. Talk maybe just a little bit about this national tournament, because as I understand it, it's not like your typical basketball or football. It's not a one-and-done scenario here.
No, it's actually kind of common in the international volleyball scene. It's definitely different than what you're normally used to in the NCAA. We have a pool play format. We have six pools of four, and you play Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, one match each day. And if you're top two in your pool, you move on to a single elimination bracket at that point. And if you're bottom two, you're done for the tournament. So it's a fun environment. You go up there, there's, you know, great volleyball going on all day for 3 days. You see a lot of the best teams in the country all in one place, so that's a pretty neat experience. And then, you know, you get a shot to go on and do some special things in the elimination bracket. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of grueling. You got only seven matches in 5 days if you go all the way, so which is pretty taxing. But we're in good shape as a team, so we're ready for that load. We'd welcome that load, I guess, would be the best way to put it.
As far as preparation is concerned for these volleyball games, obviously with pool play, you've got three matches, three straight days. There's not a lot of time to scout the other opponents. Kind of talk about how you game plan for these matches.
Well, throughout the year, we don't do a ton of game planning. We do have things we focus on, maybe two or three things every match. You know, but we really want to be great on our side of the net, and that makes us tough to beat at all times. So. And we know one thing we do talk about is being ready to make some adjustments. So fair attacking of certain things. You never quite know where the other team is going to attack yet. So if they're working on one area of the court, then we need to be ready to make an adjustment and be flexible and make those adjustments, especially at the national tournament, which, as you pointed out, you really don't have a whole lot of time. You don't have a practice to where you can kind of run through those things. You just kind of have to make some adjustments on the fly.
They're undefeated. They are bound for the national tournament next week. Coach Matt Buttermore, our guest here on the Hastings College Spotlight. We will have the Hastings College volleyball games in the national tournament, their pool play games, and if they should advance past pool play, right here for you on the radio here on 1230 KHS. So, Coach, we appreciate the time this evening, and we wish you luck come national tournament play next week.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight. Stay tuned for the second half, straight ahead on Hastings Link to Broncos Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. See their new fall decor, wall art, seasonal door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. For even more ideas, shop the Oohs and Ahs lower level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Part Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Part Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. As we get started here in the second half of play, Bethel had the opening possession, and they threw it into the backcourt for an over and back violation. So a turnover on the Threshers to get things started here in the second half. Hastings with the ball. Woolman has got it. Hastings shooting our basket to our right in the second half of play. 46-42 the score. Bethel has got a four-point lead. Here's Hamburger down on the baseline to Wells, and his shot is up and in. Brent Wells scoring there for Hastings College. And the Broncos now trailing by the score of 46-44. Back the other way, driving down the lane. Jermaine Howard is shot no good. Tip trying no good. Rebound comes down to Marvin. Six turnovers for Bethel in the first half of play. Hastings College had eight. As the Broncos come back the other way. And we got a whistle underneath the hole here as Hastings was attacking the boards here. Foul is going to go on Adam Arcinega. That's going to be his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number one on the Threshers here in the second half of play. Hastings College will play things in. Brandon Woolman outside to Hamburger for three. Shot good. Jake Hamburger now with 8 points in the ball game, and the Broncos come back to grab the lead, 47-46. They score the first 5 points out of the locker room here at halftime. Jermaine Howard again driving the ball in the hole. His shot is good, but it won't count. A foul on the way in on Hastings College. The foul is going to go on Carson Bloom. That's going to be his second foul. That's team foul number one on the Broncos here in the second half of play. So Hastings now a minute and 5 seconds into the second half has got a one-point lead, 47-46. Jermaine Howard has got the ball. Howard sends it to the right sideline. A running one-hander up there is going to be no good by Arcinega. Gets his own rebound and sends her back out to Jermaine Howard. Dribbles behind his back, takes the ball to the free throw line. Now Arcinega taking it to the hole there. His shot's going to be no good. Leaves it short. Now we got a foul call on the rebound. A couple of driving attempts at the basket there by Bethel. They couldn't convert. Now a personal foul is going to be called here on Alex Eicher. That is going to be his fourth personal foul. So he'll have to come out of the ball game now. And coming in is going to be A.J. Benton. 47-46 is the score. Hastings with a one-point lead. Broncos on the ball. Carson Bloom sends it over to a Brady Woolman. Now to Wells at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside. Marvin gets the ball. His shot is up and in. Nice pass by Wells. Jake Marvin gets the field goal. He's got 4 points. Hastings now leading by three, 49-46. Broncos had a nine-point lead in the first half of 28-19. And now Bethel wants to call a timeout. Hastings coming over to the talk with that Lance Creech over here on the near sideline. We'll take a break with 18 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the ball game. The score, Hastings 49 and Bethel 46.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The superheroes of service, powered by play.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
1230 KHAS.
Right, here's Bethel with a ball. Howard trying to drive it to the hole there. He loses control of it, and the ball's going to be picked up by Hastings College. Here's Wells at the other end. His shot is up there. No give it. He's fouling the play. Hastings a good job on the transition, getting up and down the floor there. Wells taking the ball into the hole, and he is fouling the play. Now Brent will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on A.J. Benton. That's going to be his third foul. Team foul number three in the Threshers in the second half. Wells to the free throw line. Three out of four so far tonight. The shot is up there. The shot is good. He will have one more. Wells has got 6 points in the ball game. He scored eight earlier this year in the contest against the Missouri Valley. That's his season high at this point. Next shot is up there. It is good. So Wells now with seven on the board. Into the ball game now is going to be O.J. Moore. O.J. Moore comes into the ball game now for Bethel. He is a 6'3" sophomore out of Houston, Texas. 51-46. Hastings College now with a 5-point lead. Bethel has not scored so far here in this second half of play, and now they turn the ball over again as they tried to pound the ball inside. Carson Bloom has got it back the other way, drives for the basket, a shot good, and he's fouled. Carson Bloom takes it the distance there for Hastings College. He gets the field goal, and he's fouled in the play. So it's been all Hastings since halftime here tonight. O.J. Moore picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first, the fourth team foul. And the Broncos go out on top by a score of 53-46. Hastings scored the first 11 points in the second half. And Bloom will go to the free throw line to try to tack on one more. Freshman out of Minden got his first start tonight for Hastings head coach Lance Creech. Bloom will set here. He's got 6 points in the ball game. He'll have a free throw, and his shot is up there. It's around the rim and down. Hastings 54-46 over Bethel now. Hastings on a 12-0 run here in the second half of play to open things up. Jermaine Howard has got the ball, hesitates, now drives it into the paint. His fadeaway jumper is going to be no good over Bloom, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Brent Wells has got it. Wells down to Bloom to Jake Hamburger, drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Jake Hamburger now with 10 points in the ball game, 56-46, and now Bethel wants to call a timeout. Hastings College on a 14-0 run to begin the second half of play. We've got a timeout, 17-14 to play. The score, Hastings 56, Bethel 46.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College and presenting Bronco Athletics. A couple of scores with teams involving the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Doan tonight. The Doan men knocked off Graceland in this tournament, 93-85. In women's college play tonight, Dakota Wesleyan came up winners over South Dakota School of Mines by the score of 79-55. Southwestern beat Doan by a score of 76-62 today. And Hastings College picking up a win over York College, 99-46. Hastings will play Doan at our next conference game next Tuesday here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College men on a 14-0 run to begin the second half of play. The Broncos now lead by 10, 56-46. Hastings looking for their seventh win of the season here tonight against just one loss. There's a long-range jumper put up on the right side. It's up and in. Just inside the three-point arc. Adam Arcediaga picking up the long two-point field goal there for Bethel. That breaks the run for Hastings. 56-48. There's a long pass inside to Marvin. His shot is up and in. He's fouled in the play. They lob it in to Jake Marvin. He gets the field goal to go down. And he is fouled in the play. Derrick Green picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. For Marvin, he's now got 3 field goals and 6 points in the ball game. This will be his first free throw. Hastings again with a 10-point lead. It is 58-48. As Jake Marvin, a 75% foul shooter, goes to the line, and his shot rolls off the front iron. No good. So Hastings with a 10-point lead. Arcediaga comes down the right sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. We're going to have an offensive foul called on Arcediaga as he ran over Carson Bloom out there in the three-point territory. Arcediaga picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 6 already in the pressures here in the second half of play. The head coach for Bethel here on the near sideline doesn't appreciate that one. Alonzo Jameson up in front of the Bethel bench. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 58-48, 16 and a half minutes to play in the basketball game. Brady Lohman has got the ball for Hastings. Lohman comes to the near sideline, gets away, takes it down on the baseline, stomps there, gets the ball now to Marvin. Marvin back outside. That's Carson Bloom with the ball. Bloom over here to Brady Lohman. Bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. Spins toward the baseline. Can't go up for the shot. Comes back outside to Lohman. Three-pointer put up there. No good. Rebound, Hamburger. Jake Hamburger keeps it alive for the Broncos. Goes over to Carson Bloom now. Here's a Brent Wells near sideline. Brady Lohman back inside to Marvin. To Brent Wells. Reverse layup. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound, Bloom. His shot good and he fouled. Carson Bloom stays after there. He got the offensive rebound and the putback, and he's fouling the play again. O.J. Moore picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Carson Bloom goes to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Bloom has got 9 points in the ball game for Hastings. He's 3 out of 3 from the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Hastings now leading by a score of 61-48. And now we have a traveling violation back the other way on the Bethel, so the wheel's coming off of the cart here. How about a 19-2 run to begin the second half of play? It's been all Hastings since the halftime break. Carson Bloom has got the ball. He dribbles behind his back to bring it into the offensive zone. Trying to get away from Derrick Green. Here's Jake Hamburger, fakes the three, takes it inside the free throw circle. There's a pass down in the corner to Lohman. His shot for three is no good. Ball is tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Bethel ball. Bethel had the lead 46-42 at halftime. Hastings now leading by a score of 61-48. Here's Derrick Green with the ball. He'll bring things up now against Carson Bloom. Derrick Green on the dribble, inches it across the 10-second line here. Derrick Green has still got it as he pulls up on the wing on the left side. Picked there by Carson Bloom. Asiniega has got the ball now. He drives it one-on-one toward the hoop. A shot's going to be blocked down by Marvin. Gets his own ball back. Sends it back outside to Hodges, and his shot for three is good. Ronnie Hodges gets his first field goal of the ball game. He's our leading scorer, averaging 18.4 points per ball game. That's his first bucket of three-pointer. Here's Lohman, goes to Wells. His shot's going to be blocked by Green, and the ball recovered here by Asiniega. As he comes down the near sideline, cuts it for the hole, leaves it down in the baseline. Green's little short jumper is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Wells as we run her back the other way. The Hamburger drives it to the hole. Shot good. Jake Hamburger now with 12 points in the ball game. Seven of those have come so far here in the second half. We got five new players all waiting at the scorer's table for the next dead ball foul. 14 and a half minutes to play. Hastings leading 63-51. Here's Lee Griffin with the ball. He drives it, tries to shovel the ball away. It's going to be tipped, and it's going to be intercepted. Another turnover on Bethel, running back the other way. Lohman, now to Hamburger. Leaves it down in the baseline to Wells. Inside to Marvin. Shot good. Marvin's got 8 points in the ball game, and the Broncos look like a different team here since halftime. Hastings now leading by a score of 65-51. 14 minutes and 9 seconds to play in this contest. There's another pass that's going to be deflected off of the official here on the near sideline. Hamburger grabs it. His running layup is good. Hamburger scores. He's got 14 points as Bethel turns the ball away again. As that one ricochets off of the hip of one of the officials here on the near sideline. It's now 67-51. There's another drive to the bucket by Derrick Green, and that shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. So here come those five new players into the ball game. Three for Hastings, two for Bethel. What a run by the Broncos here in the second half. Bethel will score just 5 points. 25-5 run for the Broncos to begin the second half of play. Bethel will inbound the ball underneath their own basket here as Hodges throws it to the near sideline to Haywood. His shot is up there from three, no good. Rebounded on the weak side by Moore. Brings it back out here to Howard. Back to the far sideline to Hodges. A shot for three, no good. Gets his own rebound. Goes up. His shot good, and he's fouled. So Ronnie Hodges getting a couple of offensive boards there. He gets one to go down through the hole, and he is fouled in the play by Zach Lena of Hastings. That's Zach's third. The score is now 67-53. Hastings with a lead. 13 minutes and 33 seconds to play here in the ball game. Ronnie Hodges to the free throw line. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. It's good. So he converts on the three-point play. Bethel College now back within 13 points at 67-44, or 67-54. Now a double dribble out here in the three-point territory on Alex Thayer of Hastings. This is he brought it across the 10-second line. So the Broncos turn it away for the ninth time here in the ballgame. O.J. Moore will inbound the ball as he gets it into Jermaine Howard. Jermaine Howard brings it into the offensive scoring zone again for Bethel. Flips the ball away to O.J. Moore. He drives it toward the hole, gets it off to Cape. He goes up with a shot. It's going to be no good, but he's fouled into play by Flynn. Right, Dylan Flynn is going to be hit with a personal foul here. That's the case. Dylan Flynn just picks up his third. Now going to the free throw line is going to be Cody Cape for Bethel. He has got 3 points in the ball game, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He was fouled in the act of shooting here, so he'll get 2 shots. 13-15 remaining here in the men's contest tonight. Hastings out on top of Bethel by the score of 67-54. Shot from the free throw line is going to be short by Cape, so he'll get one more here. Bethel College coming in here from North Newton, Kansas, playing in the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. They'll play Doan tomorrow afternoon at 2 here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Next shot is up there. It is good from Cody Cape. Doan, by the way, still undefeated on the season. We'll see them next Tuesday when we get back to conference action. Should be a great ball game here at Lynn Farrell Arena. Brady Wolman with the ball for Hastings. Sends it inside. That's Zach Lena. He powers his way toward the basket. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Jermaine Howard. Howard has got it. He'll dribble out of there himself. He'll bring it into the forecourt now for Bethel. Just inside 13 minutes to play. Hastings leading by 12, 67-55. And here's Cody Cape. He's going to be called for the traveling violation. He got the feed as O.J. Moore dropped it down the lane. He dropped it away on the right side of the lane here, and he's called for the traveling violation. That is 13 turnovers now on Bethel. Hastings comes back with the ball. With it is Alex Thayer as he hustles into the forecourt here, sends it inside to Flynn. Dribbles down the lane, puts up a little left-handed shot. It's up and in. Dylan Flynn has now got 12 points in the ballgame. It's 69-55. Hastings with the lead. 12.5 minutes to play here in the ballgame. There's a Jermaine Howard again. Walks the ball into the forecourt, picked up there by Alex Thayer. Hastings College stays with a man-to-man defense. Howard down in the corner. That's O.J. Moore. O.J. dribbling with the ball over there on the right sideline. Has problems with it. Good defense by Zach Lena. Moore picks it back up. Is running a pass in the lane. Is dropped down low to Haywood. His shot no good. Tip try no good. Rebound Flynn. Flynn has got it. Outlet pass here. Comes Alex Thayer as he runs her back the other way. There's a pass in the lane. Deflected. Thayer gets it back. Now to Zach Lena. Puts a man in the air. Goes up for the shot. No good. Now for the rebound. It is loose. Bethel had it. Lost it. It's picked up by Lena. His shot is up there. No good. Tap try. No good. Rebound Flynn. Fall shot. Good. Well, they stayed after that one. Everybody on their floor had their hands on the ball at one time or another in that possession. 71-55 is the score again. Bethel trying to drive the ball to the basket here, and well, the foul is going to be called on Hastings. That's been kind of the story of this Bethel offense here tonight. A lot of drives to the basket. Alex Thayer is going to be hit with a personal foul here. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number 4 on the Broncos here in this second half of play. Bethel will inbound the ball baseline left side underneath their own basket. That's Hodges bringing the ball way outside down to Haywood. He comes over here to Howard in the center of the floor. Jermaine Howard holding the ball, puts it on the floor now and dribbles it against Aaron Reyes, who's into the ball game for Hastings College defensively. There's a Howard. He sends it out here to O.J. Moore. Moore left side of the lane. Dribbles it to the free throw line. Dumps it away to Cody Cape. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down by Flynn, but the ball goes out of bounds. That's going to be Bethel playing things in. They'll have 13 seconds left on the shot clock. 11 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings 71, Bethel 55. Men's college basketball action tonight from Lynn Farrell Arena. There's a pass way out on top to Howard with the ball. Jermaine Howard dribbles with it again against Thayer. He drives it left side of the lane. Now has problems with the ball. It's knocked loose. Dylan Flynn grabs it, and he's going to be fouled into play here. Fouled into play by Cody Cape of Bethel. That's going to be the first foul on Cape. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Threshers here in the second half of play. Hastings will have a bonus situation back to the other end. You're listening to Hastings College basketball tonight here on 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Back on the air tomorrow with a 4 o'clock and 6 o'clock ball game here from the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic. 3:45 for the pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. Dylan Flynn's free throw is up there and in. He is now 5 out of 7 from the free throw line tonight. Dylan Flynn has got 15 points in the ballgame. That's a brand-new season high for him. Scored 13 earlier this year in the ballgame against Nebraska Kearney. Here comes the next shot up there by Flynn. It's up there and in. Dylan has played well tonight. The Broncos now have a 73-55 advantage. Bethel has scored only 9 points here in the second half of play. and we're approaching the halfway point. There's a Jermaine Howard with the ball. Jermaine Howard sends it down in the corner to Haywood. His shot for three is going to be no good. The ball tapped out. It's picked up here by O.J. Moore. His shot for three is up there and in. Ball tapped out, and O.J. Moore cans one from just to the right of the top of the key there. 73-58 is the score now. Hastings College has got the lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive end. Here's Aaron Reyes with the ball. Double team. Reyes gets it away. Zach Lena inside the free throw circle and a traveling violation. Just a little stutter step there by Zach Lena. He decided to drive the ball down the lane, and a traveling violation is calling Zach. 10 turnovers on Hastings College here in the ball game. Hastings will play again tomorrow night. They'll play Graceland out of Iowa, the team that lost to Doan earlier today. That'll be the 4 o'clock ball game tomorrow. We'll start things off with men's competition tomorrow. There's a Cody Cape with the ball left side of the lane. Cut off by Flynn. Then his pass can be deflected. It's brought down by Thayer. Long pass down to 4. Zach Lena grabs it, shoots, and scores. First field goal of the ball game by Zach Lena. Alex Thayer gets the assist, and it's now a 75-58 ball game. Hastings out on top with 9 minutes and 55 seconds to play. Well, the second half belongs to Hastings and nobody else here, as Bethel College having a tough time getting anything going against this Bronco defense here tonight in the second half. Cody Cape has got the ball to the near sideline. Alonzo Haywood. Haywood flips it back to Cape. There's a pass to the free throw line to Moore. Dumps it down low. Return pass is going to be picked up here to Haywood. His shot from the near sideline is going to be no good. Rebound Cape goes back up. His shot over Flynn. Good. Cody Cape scores there. Little scoop shot up and under Dylan Flynn, who was battling for the loose ball there. And Bethel is back to within 15 points at 75-60. Here's Alex Thayer, now to Brady Woolman. Woolman, top of the key, bounce pass goes to Flynn with his back to the basket. Dylan Flynn trying to power his way to the goal there. Another whistle, we got a foul called on Bethel. A personal foul is going to be called on Cody Cape. That's going to be his second foul. That's team foul number 9 on the Threshers. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Carson Bloom. Jake Hamburger comes in. Woolman checks out. Alex Thayer checks out. 9:05 to play here in the ball game. Hastings 75 and Bethel 60. Flynn to the free throw line here for Hastings. 16 points in the ball game against 17. As that one goes down through the hole, he'll have one more. Dylan Flynn in there for Hastings, averaging 9.1 points per ball game. A 6'7" junior out of Lincoln. Hastings has built a 16-point lead. Now it's 76-60. Next one is up there. That one is in and out. No good. Lena had a tip there. Couldn't convert. Ball finally brought down by O.J. Moore. Gets it ahead down to Jermaine Howard. Right side of the lane. Howard comes out to Moore. Top of the key. Spins at the free throw line. Puts up an off-balance shot down through the hole. It's good. O.J. Moore scores there. He's got 5 points in the ball game at 76-62. Hastings leading by 14. There's a Carson Bloom with the ball. Carson brings it to the near sideline. Jake Hamburger holds it there. Top of the key to Reyes. Top of the key. Reyes sends it down low with the ball as Flynn. His shot is up there. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts man in the air. Goes up for the shot. It's good, and he's fouling the play. Dylan Flynn has been all over the place tonight for Hastings College. He's now got 19 points in the ball game, and the personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Bethel. It's going to be Adam Arceniega. Adam Arceniega picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. So Dylan Flynn back to the free throw line here for Hastings. 19 points in the ball game for Flynn. His shot is up there. It's no good. Tip try by Zach Lena. No good. Gets the ball back. So Hastings misses the free throw, and now they'll set up offensively again. Here's Reyes out to Hamburger. Swings it left side to a Zach Lena. Zach brings it to the Hamburger. Now to Reyes for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound Flynn. Then we got a foul called. A personal foul is going to be called down low, and a rebound is going to go on Flynn. So Dylan Flynn picks up his fourth personal foul. End of the ball game now for Hastings will be Marvin. Dylan Flynn is going to check out. 8:15 to play in the ball game. Hastings 78 and Bethel 62. Broncos looking to go to 7-1 with a victory here tonight. There's a Jermaine Howard with the ball. Jermaine down the right sideline. One-on-one there against Carson Bloom. Flips the ball away to Haywood. He drives the ball to the basket. His shot is up and in. Alonzo Haywood now with the 11 points in the ball game for Bethel. 78-64. The Thrushers keeping within the striking distance here in the second half. They had a 4-point lead at halftime. 46-42. Here's Reyes from the deep left corner. His shot is up there. He buries it. Aaron Reyes hits a three-pointer from the deep left corner. So Reyes, the sophomore guard out of Sterling, Colorado, knocks one down. He's now got 5 points in the ball game, 81-64. Hastings with the lead. Here's Hayward with the ball again. Has it knocked loose and is picked up here by Zach Lena. Turnover number 14 on Bethel in the ball game. Here's a Marvin with the ball now. Left side of the floor. Cross-court pass comes on the near side. His shot is up and in. That's Carson Bloom. Bloom now with 12 points in the ball game, 7-10 to play. Hastings out on top by 20. It is 84-64 here in this one. Hastings already scored, 42 points here in the first 13 minutes of the second half. Here's a move down to the baseline, and a foul is going to be called as O.J. Moore. Try to take the ball out of the basket. Zach Lena picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. So now Lena has got four. Dylan Flynn has got four. Here comes Brent Wells into the ball game now for Hastings College, and Lena will check out. 6 minutes and 58 seconds to play here in this one. Hastings with a lead. Bethel will play things in way outside. Grabbing the ball there is going to be Lee Griffin. Griffin dribbling with the ball. Out here near the 10-second line, Griffin goes one-on-one now against the Carson Bloom. Throws it back out here to Hodges. Hodges spins against Hamburger, takes the ball to the basket, a shot no good. Rebound Jake. Hamburger has got it, and he comes down out of bounds. Hamburger got the rebound, but he comes down out of bounds underneath the basket. So it's going to be Bethel playing things in with 6 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the ball game. Bethel inbound, baseline left side. That's Hodges with the ball. Hodges looking, finally gets it in. Derrick Green on the right sideline. Derrick Green dribbling the ball here against Carson Bloom of Hastings. Gets it into the hands of Lee Griffin. He drives the ball into the paint. Here's a feed to the near sideline to Hodges. A shot for three is good. Right in front of the Threshers bench. Ronnie Hodges cans one. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. 84-67. Hastings in the lead. Hamburger down in the corner to Marvin. Marvin takes off, dribbles the ball into the lane. Ball is knocked loose, and is picked up by Griffin. Now to Hodges. Back here to Benton in the lane. His shot no good. Rebounded by Benton. Follow shot no good, and he's fouling the play. Broncos turn it away for the 11th time here in the ball game, and now Bethel will have some free throws at the other end. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Bloom of Hastings. That's going to be his third. That's team foul number 7 on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line for Bethel is going to be A.J. Benton. Benton has not shot a free throw the entire year. He goes to the free throw line here for the first time and misses it off of the right side. So A.J. Benton will have one more. He's a 6'7" senior from San Antonio, Texas. 84-67, Hastings College with a lead. A.J. Benton will have one more. This one is up and in, so he converts one of two free throws. 84-68 is the score now as Brent Wells will play things in. That's Alex Thayer with the ball now. Alex brings it into the offensive zone with a right-handed dribble. Picked up out there by Derrick Green of Bethel. Gets it into the hands of Carson Bloom. Brings it back to Thayer here on the near sideline. Thayer inside the free throw circle out to Bloom. Wide open for three. Takes a shot and hits it. Carson Bloom knocks down a three-pointer. Carson has got 15 points in the ball game. He got the start tonight. He has delivered. That's a season high for him. Hastings leading 87-68. Driving the ball into the lane again is O.J. Moore. He loses control of it. It's picked up here by Marvin. He gets the ball ahead, and then Reyes loses the ball out of bounds. Each team with a turnover there. That's 15 now and officially on Bethel, 12 against Hastings. Broncos have an 87-68 lead with 5 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll have our players of the game and our coaches' post-game show coming up after the ball game is over here tonight. Hodges with the ball. Shot from the elbow. Right side of the lane. No good. Rebound Wells. Allen pass goes to the far sideline to get it to Carson Bloom. Now to Alex Thayer at the free throw line. Back out to Bloom. Fakes the three. Down drives the ball toward the hole. Jump pass over here to Wells. Back out on top. That is a jumper put up there by Thayer. That's no good. Rebound Aaron Reyes keeps the ball alive. And now we've got Brent Wells down in the lane here for Hastings. And timeout is called. Wells hits the deck in the lane there. And he's going to have to come out of the ball game as timeout is called there. Hastings already got one injured player not playing tonight. That's Dane Bacon. He got kind of mixed up out in the ball game against Midland the other night. So he is on the bench in street clothes today for the Broncos. Now Wells is going to come out of there. Zach Lena comes back in. Zach will play with four personal fouls. 5 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Bethel by the score of 87-68. And now we got a whistle. Out top is going to be Carson Bloom picking up a foul. Carson Bloom picking up an offensive foul there. That's going to be four fouls on Bloom. Approaching the five-minute mark here. Bethel has got the ball in the lane. There's a little short jumper by Derrick Green. It's going to be up and in. Derrick Green now with 7 points in the ball game, 87-70. Hastings back with the ball. Here's Bloom. Circles around underneath the basket there. Goes over to Reyes. Now back to Bloom. Deep in the left corner. Shot is up there. Good again. Now three-pointer. Carson Bloom now with 18 points. And LEI timeout called here. Timeout with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the basketball game. Hastings College leading by 20 points. It's Hastings 90, Bethel 70.
Ever seen a dented tortoise? Same way the thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Armacoatings Spray-On Bed Liner from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. Armacoatings is the one that goes on hot, stays on strong, no rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. That means your truck holds its value longer. Are you surprised the Dent Popper now applies Armacoatings? Don't be. The Dent Popper has been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, for a free estimate.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. Bronco basketball on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. Broncos had a 9-point lead in the first half of play at 28-19. Bethel came back to grab a 4-point lead by halftime, 46-42. But the Broncos open up the second half on a 19-2 run. They got on top by a score of 61-48, and they have not looked back. Broncos have now stretched that lead to 20 points here, 90-70, with 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the contest. Bethel inbounding the ball in backcourt. Hodges will bring things up down the right sideline. Hodges working here against Alex Thayer. Ronnie Hodges with the ball as he flips it away here to Lee Griffin, trying to penetrate inside, throws up a shot. It's going to be no good off the window, and another foul is going to be called. This will go on Hastings. It'll go on Aaron Reyes. That's going to be his first. That's team foul number 9 on Hastings. Bethel is already over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. Lee Griffin to the free throw line. He's got 3 points tonight. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. He'll have 2 shots here as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Griffin was a 71% foul shooter coming in here. So Lee Griffin will toe the mark here for Bethel, a junior from San Antonio, Texas. Second shot up there. It rattles home. It's now a 90-71 ball game. Hastings looking for their 7th win of the season here tonight. Hastings with the ball. Marvin sends it down to the baseline. It's Carson Bloom. He tries to shovel the ball off to Zach Lean in the lane. The ball is tapped around. Comes to the near sideline. It's picked up by Griffin. Turnover on Hastings. There's a shot by Griffin that's going to be blocked down by Marvin. The ball goes down of bounds.
This could be Bethel basketball.
4:06 to play here in this one. Hastings 90, Bethel 71. Threshers will inbound the ball. Derrick Green has got it. Derrick Green out here in three-point territory. Works against Bloom. Right to left across the free throw line. Stops over here in the left side of the lane. Gives it away to Eichert. Back outside is a three-pointer put up there by Hodges. It's going to be no good. Ball goes out of bounds on a long deflection after a missed three-pointer. He comes to the near side into the Bethel bench, and Hastings will play things in. 3:51 to play here in this one. Hastings with the lead. Carson Bloom will bring the ball up here for Hastings. He's had a good night tonight, 18 points for Bloom. Or check that, 19 points for Bloom in the ball game so far. There's a shot up and in. It's going to be good by Alex there.
Marvin.
92-71 is the score. There's Alex Eicher with the ball. Ball again poked away there by Thayer, and he's going to be guilty of the personal foul. Eicher trying to take it down the right side of the lane there. Thayer knocked the ball loose, but got the personal foul. Let's see. Zach Lena's going to pick up the personal foul. All right, that's going to be number five on Zach, and he's going to have. That's a Zach Lena going to foul out of the ball, giving out the 3:21 mark. They'll leave with only 2 points, but a good job in other aspects of the ball game. End of the ball game now for Hastings. It's going to be Andrew Pryor. Pryor is 6'3" junior out of Wilbur, Nebraska. We're down to 3 minutes and 21 seconds to play here in this one. The Broncos have a lead, 92-71. Alex Eicher will go to the free throw line now for Bethel. He's got 6 points in the ball game and 3 field goals, 0 of 1 from the line tonight. His shot is up there. It's no good. He'll have one more. Hastings College women's basketball team winning tonight 99-46 over York College. Lady Broncos now 4-4 on the season. Here comes the next shot by Eicher. It is up there. It is good. So he hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Eicher now with 7. The Bronco lead is back up to 20 points again at 92-72. Here's Aaron Reyes with the ball. Reyes moves it across the top as he gets it into the hands of Alex Thayer. Dribbles to the top of the key. Now Reyes again. Right wing. Carson Bloom inside. Marvin shot up there off of the front iron. No good. High in the air for the rebound is Bethel College. As they run her back the other way here. On the offensive attack, that's Derek Green with the ball. It's Alex Eicher. His shot is up there. Is no good, and he's fouled in a play. Albert Wilson is now into the ball game as well for the Bethel Threshers. Andrew Pryor picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. And Eicher goes back to the free throw line here. That's the 10th team foul in Hastings. So with a double bonus for the rest of the way for each team. Alex Eicher throws up the free throw. It's going to be no good. Now 1 out of 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 7 points in the ball game. Carson Bloom checks out. Coming in, Matthew Nelson. So Bloom is going to leave with 19 points in the ball game tonight. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. It's going to be no good by Eicher, and the rebound comes down to Marvin. Out of Aaron Reyes, and he'll bring things up as we're under 3 minutes to go in this contest. Hastings still leading by 20. Pryor works the ball inside to Marvin, and the ball is knocked loose. It's picked up here by Albert Wilson down the near sideline. The ball is then knocked loose here by Pryor of Hastings. The team's trade turnovers again, and the Broncos have the ball back. Running across the 10-second line is going to be Matthew Nelson. Matthew Nelson in there for Hastings again. They work it back around to the wing on the left side to Thayer, and his pass is deflected back out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Brandon Krause comes into the ball game now, a sophomore player from Lincoln, for head coach Lance Creech. So I think everybody that's suited up tonight got into the ball game here. As Krause is now in there for Hastings. And he's going to dribble the ball down the right sideline. Gives it now to Marvin. Cross-court pass goes to the far side. A bucket is made over there by Matthew Nelson. We've got a foul call. The basket will not count. A foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Pryor. That's going to be his second personal foul. And Bethel will get the ball back. So Hastings will play Graceland tomorrow afternoon at 4. And Hastings College women will play Sterling College tomorrow night at 6. We'll have both of those games here on 1230 KHIS, beginning with the pregame show at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon. Here's Haywood with the ball, now to Albert Wilson. Back to Haywood on the right side of the lane as they work the ball back inside, driving for the basket. A shot is up and in. A.J. Benton scoring there for Bethel. He's now got 3 points in the ball game. Hastings has an 18-point lead now. There's a bounce pass there, right side of the lane to Marvin. Moves it over to Krause. He drives the ball toward the hole. His shot no good. As he goes down, he's going to be fouling the play. So Krause will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled, I think, on Wilson. That's going to be the case. The 25 for Bethel is going to be hit with the personal foul. The 25 from Hastings. Krause goes to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Brandon Krause, his shot is up there. His shot good. So Brandon Krause, the sophomore out of Lincoln, hits the free throw. He'll have one more shot here. It's in the air. That one is good. So he hits a couple of free throws. He gets into the scorebook. 94-74 Hastings College maintaining a 20-point lead here in this one. Bethel has got the ball. They got some new folks in there. Here's Don Watson, the third into the ball game now. Albert Wilson, he's looking to penetrate. Takes it to the free throw line. Throws it out here to Alonzo Haywood. His pass down to the baseline is going to be off of the fingertips of A.J. Benton. It's out of bounds. And Bethel will turn it away again. 17 turnovers on Bethel here in this ball game. 1:16 to play. Hastings holding on to a 20-point lead, 94-74. Aaron Reyes with the ball out here in three-point territory. Taking a swipe was Alonzo Haywood. He couldn't come up with it. Here's a Matthew Nelson with the ball down in the corner. Long jumper by Reyes. No good. Rebound is loose and is picked up here by Bethel. Derrick Green has got it. Green gets it away to John Watson the third. Now to Green again. Derrick Green down the right sideline. Picked up there by Brandon Krause of Hastings College. The far sideline is Albert Wilson. He hangs on it. Here's a feed. Right side to Haywood. Back outside the ring to John Watson the third. His shot is up there. No good. Marvin grabs the rebound. 35 seconds to go. Hastings to the ball. Brandon Krause gets the ball to the center of the floor. Here's a feed down to the right corner. His shot is up and in. Matthew Nelson hits a three-pointer from deep in the right corner there for Hastings College. And the Broncos now lead by a score of 97-74 with 20 seconds to play. Here's a Derrick Green walking the ball up here for Bethel. An excellent second and a half for the Hastings College men's basketball team, and the Broncos are going to win this thing here today after they trailed by four at halftime. Here's Albert Wilson from deep in the left corner. His shot is no good. Marvin with a rebound. He throws it out here with the ball. It's going to be Pryor. He drives. His shot is up there. It's around the rim and down, and the bucket will count by Pryor. And Hastings puts 99 points on the board. And they beat Bethel College tonight. Final score, Hastings College 99 and Bethel College 74. So both the Hastings College men and women score 99 points in the ball game here tonight. And the Hastings College men will improve to a record of 7 wins and just 1 loss on the season. They beat Bethel tonight by a score of 99-74. Back to recap this one for you right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods. Now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods. The new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports. Along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Live music returns this Saturday. Come for supper, stay for Sean Cole, and a great time at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
Smart people make smart choices. You should make the choice to take the next step in your education at Central Community College.
Spring classes start January 7th. Take classes online, on campus, or in your community. Get a great start on a bachelor's degree through CCC's Academic Transfer Program. Or take classes in some of today's hottest employment areas through one of CCC's career and technical programs.
Call 877-222-0780 or log on to cccneb.edu. Smart people, smart choices, Central Community College.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight over Bethel College. The final score of 99-74. Broncos now 7-1 on the season. Bethel drops to 1 win and 7 losses. Hastings had a 9-point lead about halfway through the first half at 28-19. Bethel came back to grab a 46-42 halftime advantage. Hastings then opens up the second half on fire as they outscore Bethel 19-2. They go out on top 61-48, and the Broncos really never threatened after that as they go on to win by the score of 99-74 tonight. Hastings getting 19 points from Carson Bloom. They got 19 points from Dylan Flynn. Also in double figures for the Broncos, Brady Lohman, he scores 16. All 16 in the first half. Jake Hamburger also in double figures. He had 14 points in the ball game tonight. Aaron Reyes, he had 5. Alex Thayer had 2. Brent Wells had 7 points tonight. Jake Marvin had 8. Zach Lena had 2. Matthew Nelson had 3 points in the basketball game tonight for the Broncos as they rack up 99 points in this non-conference affair with Bethel. Leading scorer for the Threshers here tonight, Adam Arseniega, as he had 16 points in the ball game. Arseniega had 14 in the first half and only 2 in the second half. Alonzo Haywood, he had 11 points. The other scorers for Bethel, they had Lee Griffin scoring 4. Derek Green had 7. Jermaine Howard had 6 points tonight. Cody Cape had 6. A.J. Benton had 3. Ronnie Hodges had 9 points tonight. And Alex Eicher, he had 7. So Hastings College wins it tonight. Final score of 99-74 over Bethel. Hastings College will play again tomorrow at 4 o'clock here in the Thanksgiving Holiday Classic of this as they take on Graceland University. Final shooting numbers into the ball game tonight. Bethel shooting 30 out of 67 from the field tonight for 44%. They were 6 out of 16 on three-pointers for 37%. And they were 8 out of 19 from the free throw line for 42%. Hastings College shot 63% from the floor in the second half. They were 21 out of 33 after halftime. They shoot 55% for the ball game, 35 out of 63. 50% on three-pointers, 11 out of 22. And also they hit 18 out of 24 from the free throw line for 75%. Rebounds, Bethel had 40. Hastings College had 36. Bethel on the offensive glass won that war 18-10 over Hastings. Broncos had 15 turnovers, 4 block shots, 12 steals. Bethel had 19 turnovers, 2 block shots, and 6 steals. But again, Hastings College wins it tonight over Bethel College by the score of 99-74. Stick around. We got the player of the game coming up next and in the coach's postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 a.m. KHAS Radio.
Well, looks like we're tailgating.
Our two favorite teams are playing.
That means we're going to Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
The only true sports bar.
Jinx, you owe me a beer.
And the only place where the flavor of the food is as epic as the portion.
Just like a great tailgate party.
Live music returns this Saturday. Come for supper, stay for Sean Cole, and a great time at Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill.
Across from the water park on West 2nd in Hastings.
This is the player of the game on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 a.m., KHAS Radio.
All right, so the Hastings College men and women both picking up a win tonight. Both teams scoring 99 points. Hastings College women winning their first ball game tonight as they won over York College by a score of 99-46. The Hastings College men winning their ball game here over Bethel College, 99-74. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Hastings College women, several players in double figures, as you might expect, led by Cammy Bruckman, as she scored 18 points in the ballgame today. Chelsea Morton had 12. Brittany Wong had 11 points, and Holly Bauer also with 11 points. 11 points also for Josie Schomp in the ballgame today. Hastings College men getting 19 points from Carson Bloom in his first start as a Bronco here tonight. Brady Lohman chipped in with 16 points. Jake Hamburger had 14. Aaron Pryor, Dylan Flynn came up with 19 points as well for the Broncos. All candidates for and we'll come back and name our player of the game right after this.
Have a sports lover on your list? Shop Dunham Sports. For apparel, hunting, golf, fishing, and everything in between, you'll find it at Dunham Sports. Like the Super Shot Table tennis table for only $199.99. For the Hunters, get the G10 Outhouse Blind from Amerisa for only $34.99. Or for the Husker fan, a men's or women's NCAA Tackle Twill hoodie from J2 Sports for only $24.99. Find everything on your sports lover's list at Dunham Sports, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Player of the game tonight for the Hastings College women will be Cammy Bruckman. She comes up with 18 points in the basketball game here tonight. Bruckman was 7 out of 13 from the field, 3 out of 8 from three-point territory, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line, pulls down 4 rebounds, 18 points, had 1 assist and 1 block shot as she plays 16 minutes and 33 seconds today. For head coach Kerry Hostetter,
for the Hastings College men. Dylan Flynn off of the bench to score 19 points and grabbing 11 rebounds tonight. So a double-double for Flynn. 6 out of 8 from the field tonight for Flynn. 7 out of 11 from the free throw line. Pulls down 11 rebounds, 2 on offense, 9 on defense. Scores the 19 points, had a couple of assists, had a block shot, had a steal tonight. As Hastings College rolling in the men's game as well. They win over Bethel College by the score of 99-74. Stick around. The coaches' postgame shows up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. More postgame is coming up on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here on the Bronco Post-Game Show. Hastings College wins it in the men's ball game tonight by a score of 99-74 over Bethel College. And Brady Lohman is going to join us here in the post-game. And Brady, I'll tell you what, whatever was said at halftime here tonight, you better bottle that one because whatever you did worked. Talk about the second half.
Coach talked about giving up 46 points. It was too much in the first half, so we really buckled down, and once we got some stops, we were able to get out in transition, which led to quite a few layups.
Tell you what, it's a team that drives to the basket as much as Bethel. It's kind of tough defending a bunch like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and they had one kid who was a dead three, so we weren't even supposed to help off of him, so whoever is our top two guards had to do a really good job of containing, switching, whatever they could to keep the guys out of the paint.
Talking about your performance here tonight as you come through with another a double-digit performance here tonight. Shot the ball extremely well, as the entire team did tonight.
Yeah, I was able to get open in the first half. The bigs were able to find me, and then vice versa in the second half. Our bigs got some boards and were able to get some points inside.
Talk about that run right at the beginning of the second half. You come out, you outscore Bethel 19-2 out of the locker room. Once the shots start to fall, it's kind of catching, isn't it?
Yeah. Coming out of halftime, we always say win the first 5 minutes, regardless of whether we're up, tied, or down. I guess you could say we did that.
No doubt about it. As Hastings took a 61-48 lead at that point, and after that, really never threatened by the Bethel Threshers here tonight. You guys stepping away from the conference here this weekend, trying to work on a few things and getting back into the conference then next week. You like playing these non-conference games once the season gets underway?
Yeah. Coach told us it's just a good time to kind of get things tuned up. And now, more or less, they obviously still count to our record, but not towards the conference record. So it's a good time to work on some of the little things that we need to get ironed out.
What are you guys really focusing on this weekend? Anything specific?
No, not really. Just defense, which is pretty much an every game thing.
And coach likes to play defense, and we'll assess your defensive effort here tonight. Give up a lot of points early.
Yeah, the first half, we gave up way too many, but there in the second half, I thought we did a lot better job. I don't know, but we gave up probably only 30 in the second half, somewhere around there. So that was a lot better.
So you play another ball game tomorrow, a quick turnaround. You're back on the floor against the Graceland tomorrow, a team that you saw earlier today playing Doan.
Yeah, important. We just got to get some rest tonight, and then we'll get a scout in the morning and have to go by that.
Okay. Congratulations on a performance tonight. Keep it going.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a break. We'll come right back. We'll have more Bronco postgame for you right after this.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off, whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, new home of Brooks, Mizuno, ASICS, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Varinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
All right, back in the Bronco postgame show, Hastings College winning tonight in men's competition. Final score of 99-74 over Bethel College after trailing 46-42 at halftime. We're going to have a chance to talk with our player of the game tonight. That's Dylan Flynn. Again, a double-double for Dylan tonight. 19 points,
and 11 rebounds in the basketball game tonight. Dylan, thanks for coming up. Congratulations. Great performance for you today.
Thank you.
Talk about your ball game here tonight. Boy, once you got started, you were a man on a mission, like a monster out there in the second half.
Yeah, I just go out there and play through my teammates, and they found me the ball today. I got it going early and kept it up throughout the game and had a good game.
You talk about Brady Loma was talking about finding the bigs and everything. Looked like the team offensively played extremely well tonight.
Yeah, we knew we had an advantage down low with all of our bigs, and we looked to exploit that. We got in some foul trouble early in the game, that first half, which really limited that. But the second half, we got back to it and played inside out and kick it out, or if we're one-on-one, we're expected to score the ball.
We talked about defending a team like that in Bethel tonight. That's kind of a tough bunch to handle, isn't it?
Yeah, they play a different style of ball. It's a lot of isolation just at the top with their guards. And as far as bigs go, we have to be disciplined not to help up and give them easy dump downs for the bigs, but at the same time, we got to help. So it's really tough on the guards, but they played well tonight.
Talk about that run right at the beginning of the second half, a 19-2 run to erase a four-point deficit at halftime.
Yeah, we knew we didn't play our ball in that first half, and Coach let us know about it, and we came out with an intensity, much higher intensity, and played our game the way we know we can play, and the run just came. Started on defense, and that led to some early and easy transition buckets, which got us going.
Got a lot of three-point plays, a lot of field goals and fouls in there, and you were a big part of that in the second half.
Yeah, definitely. That just is a side effect of being aggressive, and that's what we look to do, to get to the line.
In the first half, we didn't play a bad ball game in the first half, did we, or just a few things defensively?
We didn't play terrible. We weren't aggressive. Foul trouble hurt us a little bit, and we didn't get stops. We allowed 46 points in that first half, which is unacceptable. So we buckled down there and led to good offense.
What was the big difference in the second half of play? Just change anything defensively? Or?
We didn't change anything X's and O's wise. It's just about a mentality. We were more aggressive on the ball with our rotations, off the ball, look to get our hands more active, get steals, and then run.
And that's what happened. Hastings got their transition game going, and Coach talked about that during the pregame show. He wanted to work on the transition and things like that. So assess that. It looked like it was a lot better team in the second half.
Yeah, that's our MO. That's what we do. So we got back to it that second half, and we got out and ran, and good things happened.
Hastings College wins another one tonight. They're 7-1 now in the season. Get ready for Graceland tomorrow. You guys at least peeking into next week when you see a big showdown with Doan coming next week. Are you allowed to talk about your next conference opponent?
I haven't looked at Doan. I've seen them. They played here earlier. So we know they're there, but we got to take care of Graceland first. That's our big priority come tomorrow morning or tomorrow at 4. So that's our main focus right now.
And then as soon as that ball game is over, probably all the attention goes to Doan. That'll be one of the bigger ball games we've had around here for a while. Doan is going to probably be nationally ranked and undefeated on the season, and you guys can win tomorrow. We'd be sitting at, 8-1, so it'll be showdown time early in the conference next week, huh?
Yes, Doan is surprising people, and I think we have too, so it should be a fun game. I can't wait to play it.
Okay, congratulations. Great effort tonight. Keep the wins coming our way.
Thank you.
All right, Dylan Flynn, again, our player of the game tonight for Hastings College as the Broncos win it going away. They win by the score of 99-74 over Bethel College. Hastings now 7-1 on the season, so there'll be three more games coming up tomorrow here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings College will play in the 4 o'clock ball game. They'll also play at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. The Hastings College men will take on Graceland at 4 o'clock tomorrow. We'll be on the air with a pregame show at 3:45. Then the Hastings College women will play tomorrow night at 6 o'clock as they play the second ball game for our session tomorrow. And our doubleheader will take on Sterling College out of Kansas. That's a team that has qualified for the national tournament year in and year out in the past couple of years, so maybe a big challenge for the Hastings College women as well. But a good performance here for Hastings College as the Bronco women went in the first ball game 99-46. The Bronco men beating Bethel College tonight by a score of 99-74. That'll do it from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena tonight. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.